This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
I thought maybe you might like them for your supper. Something different. So I got up, leaving Dinah with her thoughts about her confused love life, put on my go-to-the-store outfit, and went out the door.
Well, it's good to know it's something you feel comfortable in. I myself always wear just about the same thing. Men don't have TV watching outfits or go-to-the-store outfits. Men don't change.
Boy, you don't have to tell me.
I'm having luck. I already found my hunting cap, my beer mug, my picture of Mommy and Daddy, and my suspenders.
Found any food?
Food?
I've been hungry ever since I started to the store.
Well, don't touch anything that ain't wrapped or in a can. There's some food scattered about, but it could be contaminated.
I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse.
Now wait, I think I saw one over there.
I don't really want to eat a horse, silly.
I think I spotted a can of stew around someplace.
Stew? Pew! You know I hate canned stew.
Looky here. It's a package of Hostess snowballs. Ain't even been blown open. I know you like snowballs because I seen you eat them.
Well, I sort of had my mouth set for something not sweet.
You want to give that dead horse a try?
I guess I'll have to content myself with a snowball. Hand them here. I wish it was a Twinkie. Anything to drink?
Oh, Lord.
These snowballs are awfully dry. Well, these taste like day-old snowballs. I'm gonna choke if I don't get something to drink.
Like what?
Something like a Diet Dr. Pepper.
God, you are particular. You're gonna have to drink whatever I can find.
Well, I know what I like.
Wait. Now, let's see. Here's something.
I hope it's a diet.
It's a Mountain Dew.
Oh, for Pete's sake. It'll do. I'd hate to think I survived the tornado and choked on a snowball.
Are you happy now?
Mmm.
We should probably gather up all the food. Collect food.
Mmm.
Looks to me like when the grocery store went poof, most of the food sort of blew off that way.
Roy, you're going the wrong way. I told you the store was over there. If you start digging in the church rubble, you're not going to find me anything to eat, except maybe a box of crackers and a bottle of Mogan David. Roy, are you listening to me?
No.
I need to cut in here and let you know that you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on good old listener-sponsored KPFT Houston 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston, and always on the World Wide Web at dubcubed.kpft.org.
Yay. All right. So when are we running to, and what are our Sunday matinees?
Yeah, let's hear that
we
again.
We are running through July the 4th, Friday and Saturday evenings at 8:30. Our Sunday matinees are June 21st and 28th at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The address is 4106 Way Out West Drive. That's near the intersection of West 43rd Street and Hempstead Highway.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 713-682-3525.
That was a question mark?
Yeah, it's always a question mark.
I have
mark.
To read it. That's why I always bring my program.
And the email, the website is
theatresuburbia.org.
Dot com.
Really? Yes. Okay.
Dot com.
Is that theater of the show?
Gotcha.
We'd love to see all of you there.
Should we have a twofer going still?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Still got our twofer going then.
That
to
means...
Call and tell them that you heard it on the radio on KPFT After Hours. Then you can buy one ticket and get one free.
Yeah.
And this play is worth paying for.
Yes, it is. You and I went to the
opening
night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know the first night, there's first night jitters and all that kind of stuff.
I didn't see him.
So, no. And I can't even imagine how much better it is now that... They've had a chance to go through the whole thing and in front of an audience and all of that. I enjoyed both of them, but I've got to say, not that I have been stalking David Barron's career, but I have seen him in quite a few things, and I really think this is his strongest performance ever.
Wow, thank you very much.
Right at the end, I sat forward because I didn't want Judy to see me crying. But she was doing the same thing.
It's because I hurt my back, remember?
That was an incredible last scene.
Thank you.
Just incredible. Yeah.
Jimmy's just saying it because he's the only boy in the play. You know Jimmy. No.
I think all four performances are outstanding.
They are. Yeah,
they really are.
They are. And on the first one, how the two women really got to know each other on this very, very strange trip.
Hey, I'm just their entrances and exits in blackout. It just was enough to amaze me.
And that damn door.
That's right.
I know. These are two very strong plays.
Yeah.
I don't have anything bad to say about
any of
them.
You think Jimmy liked them?
It's great.
I think so.
I would, I think that may be a plus.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Well, thank you for coming. This is wonderful.
Thank you for being here tonight.
All right. And I'm sure I'll probably be to see the play at least one more time. So that's usually the way I do things.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Thank you. Take care.
We're doing music?
We're doing music. And then we've got the Leather Boys coming on. All right.
Should do with my life. Always trying to tell me what's wrong, they never tell me what's right. All this depression's bringing on the depression, and that's not how I want to be. But in the back of my mind, I know I'll be fine. Don't need nobody to influence me. Yeah. I've tried to hide feeling inside me, taking my time to tell ya. Well, I've been searching for someone to help me through this, but now's the time the truth is coming out. Deep inside I am who I am, I know I gotta be made. I have taken all I can take, let me breathe. Tired of running and all of this hiding. It's time that I just break free. Well, maybe you'll understand exactly who I am, whether or not you accept me. Oh, I've tried to hide this feeling inside me, taking my time to tell ya. Well, I've been searching someone to help me through this, but now's the time the truth is coming out. With my life, tell me what's right. Gotta be me. I don't have to hide it anymore. Whoa, 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 whoa. I've been trying to tell you the truth.
Welcome to After Hours Leather Ties segment. I'm Daddy Bear Robert. And as promised, last month we had Funky Fags for the music. And this month for the music, I'm doing Dykey Divas. I've already been told by Wes that I'm having my gay card revoked and my Daddy Bear card revoked because I brought a specific uber psycho dyke tonight. And I bought the album especially just to play tonight because I knew it was going to be Dykey Diva night.
Well, that one was for Kirby.
No, that song right there, that was Yaz, Alison Moyet. That's way back, going back to when, like, we were, you know, Twinkie age.
Yeah,
that was Situation by Yaz.
That one was fine. It's the next one.
The next song that we're going to be playing is, like, I call her the Psycho Dyke. And when you hear the song and figure out who it is, you'll understand why she's called the Psycho Dyke. But she does actually date, divorce, and date a certain very popular DJ named Sam.
Okay.
Samantha, I should say.
Yeah.
But Samantha is a real butchy DJ, so she's a very butch lesbian, so she goes by DJ Sam. So, welcome to Leather Ties. I'm Daddy Bear Robert. I'm your host, along with my co-host, Master Buzz Lawson.
Hello out there.
Tonight, we have one of the organizers from Sinfest. Whitney is in the house.
Yay!
And who's with you, Whitney?
My boy, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Say hi.
How's everybody?
Oh, Glenn doesn't get his own microphone tonight.
Well, he can sit over there.
Yeah, you know, he wants to sit by Mama, baby. Come on. So, we're here tonight with one of the organizers for Sinfest, among other things. You're constantly on the run doing everything for everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm the organizer. I'm this, I'm of that. This year, my co-producer from the last 2 years, she got burned out.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Yeah, you need to take a break.
We weren't sure there was even going to be a Sinfest until, like, March.
Oh, there has to be a Sinfest. Last year's Sinfest, I had such a blast.
It's an annual staple.
It's like the garden party for the leather fetish kink crowd. It's, you know, it's like...
But in doing something that...
Un sueur y pelos for leather fags.
That big, it invited the, I guess, everyday vanilla people.
Uh-huh.
And they don't quite understand.
The looky-loos.
And I have a problem with people understand.
No, what I really liked was we were sitting there before the show started and we were talking. You said, no, looky-loos and peepers. There's a difference between peepers and looky-loos. What are the differences between
sniffers,
peepers? What are they now?
There's sniffers.
Sniffers.
And looky-loos.
Sniffers.
Peepers.
Oh, I thought you said beavers. I was like,
if I have to explain what a beaver is.
Okay, wait, let's go back. What's a sniffer?
A sniffer is the person that has this grand fantasy of what S&M is about.
I already said we weren't going to be talking about
salad. Are we talking about the people who collect shoes, underwear, and bicycle seats?
No, wait. This one, the minute I walked in the door tonight, said, we're not going to talk about salad shooters again tonight, are we? I was like, no we're not going to talk about them. We're going to demonstrate them for you. Don't worry.
Oh, that's why he's in here.
He's waiting for the salad.
That's why he came in. He went and said, did they bring a salad shooter? Sorry. Go ahead.
And a sniffer. The sniffers is he anything that fits that fantasy, he becomes an annoying little pest. He's just
sniffing around, looking to...
Are you dominant? What do you do? Are you dominant? You know, and that's the sniffer.
I like that. That's a whole new series of t-shirts.
A dog of another color.
I mean, yeah, it's and they become very annoying because they really don't want to do anything because it scares the bejeebers out of them.
Yeah.
But they like
it's something to go home and masturbate about later. But
The peepers are those that have a real interest, but just kind of want to
see what it's about, learn, see what the dom and the sub are getting, little baby steps. Yeah, okay.
We try to encourage them.
Yeah, we encourage
them. We like
those
the peepers.
We like peepers. Peepers are very welcome.
You know, they may go to large events, and they're the ones that kind of just blend. They don't volunteer for anything.
Nope.
And the funny thing is,
most peepers I noticed, with the definition you're giving, most peepers, they actually show up just dressed like in business drag or just, you know, jeans and a t-shirt kind of thing. They're not the ones that show up in all the fetish gear and everything else because...
They're very low-key.
Very low-key, very kind of like blend into the background. They just want to watch and learn before they ever do anything.
Before they jump out. But once they jump out...
Well, I guess back in the 80s, I was a peeper. Because that's what I did. I would sit back and I would just watch and learn and take mental notes. And then I started asking questions and learning. And then I jumped in, you know, heels
overhead.
I was
a peeper in 1973 for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you're older than dirt.
It was different back then.
Who do you think invented dirt?
I'm not as old
Jimmy
as dirt,
did.
But
yeah.
I'm older than you,
you
are.
Jimmy helped with the whole mud process.
Jimmy invented dirt. You refined it into sand. He peed on it and made it all mud.
Hello.
How's that?
That works.
That fit everybody?
That Good. Sounds like a really bad brown hanky moment.
And then I superheated it, and that's how we got yellow glass.
That's how we got the yellow glass. That's Depression era glass. Good answer, yeah. That's how we got the pressed glass, yeah.
Do we need to get it a therapist now?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're going to all need a whole bunch of therapy after this.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just thinking that we're sitting at a table that reminds me of a plumber. It's in the shape of a half moon.
Oh, okay. That was
Does it have
that
a crack in it?
Bad. No, it does. No, it doesn't have a crack in it.
There's a hole in it.
There's a hole in it, but not a crack, so it doesn't count.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay, so after peepers, we have
the looky-loos
are the ones I don't really care for.
Yeah, they just come to see the candy.
Yeah, they're gawkers. They just come to gawk and go, ooh, ooh, ooh.
And they're highly judgmental, although they know nothing.
Yeah.
I remember being on stage and hitting a beautiful woman across the face, and it was just that perfect connection.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy that was standing right in the front and went, ooh, that ain't right. And she started to giggle because to her it was like, ooh.
To her it was
so
like, no,
right.
That was more rock,
that
more
was
than
so right.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. May I have another, please, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, because that was her send off point.
Well, the thing that I hate the most, especially in a public play space where you have the looky loos coming in, is say there's a flogging scene or a whip or something involving that. Type of thing.
I know where this is going.
Dragon tail or something. And you get those idiots sitting there just wrecking a scene. Oh, hit him harder. Oh my God, I can't believe you hit him. Oh, harder, harder. I could take that. Oh, yeah, right. Get out there.
Shall I relay a story of something?
Yeah, put your back where your mouth
is. That actually happened to me. I was out on the patio of a bar that we all are familiar with, and I was doing a flogging scene, and there was one kid behind me who just would not stop.
We actually had, just like this table, ringed around the scene to block it off so he would have room to throw his floggers.
And this
one
kid
would not
dizzy
shut up.
Thing would not shut up. Finally, I turned around. I'm in full leather cover and all. Took the flog in both hands, showed it to him, and I said, would you like to be next? He said, no. And I said, well, then shut up.
And so he turns around and starts flogging this kid again. The kid breaks through the line to walk across to get to the other side of the bar. Instead of walking around us, he breaks through the line that we had surrounding the scene to keep the play space functional.
On the backstroke, I wrapped that flog around his head.
Uh-huh. And then the kid ran in. Oh, my God, he hit me. Well, what'd you do to deserve it?
He got kicked out of the bar.
Yeah,
if you walk into a scene, expect to be hit.
Yeah.
Because I will aim for you every time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's about the time when the sub hears the crack and doesn't feel it. It's like, sir, what happened?
Right.
Well, we had been in Dallas.
I'm picking off flies right now.
I think that was one of the nights I killed Joe.
Yeah, careful, sub might hit me.
No, that was a different night that you killed Joe.
We were up in Dallas, and there wasn't an extension cord that was taped down,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then the rug was put over, and it kind of laid parallel with the rug. And we were playing, and all of a sudden, I see the cord. The guy was trying to pull up the cord because he was done, you know, and it was his cord, apparently, and he was going to pull up the cord. And I
and
just
he couldn't wait.
It.
He couldn't wait for 5 or 10 minutes for the scene to finish. He just
no.
He right under my feet.
It was like right. Really? You know, and when you're in heels, that's a you know.
You were in
it's
heels.
A hazard.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Big heels.
All right. You had some Kiss boots on, or are we talking stilettos?
Oh no, stilettos.
He was wearing stilettos.
Yeah, he doesn't like the platforms.
Hot.
But this electric cord was coming. And I
want to see that.
I lost
platforms
it.
Are heavy.
You need to get him to wear stilettos for me during Sunfest. I want to see that. That'd be hot as hell.
He was,
sorry, or
Rocky
off topic.
At, for the Sunfest last year.
Uh huh.
He did Rocky.
That was you?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
I saw you, but you didn't say anything to me, so I didn't know who you were.
He was in character. He was.
When he dresses, nobody knows who he is. It's like, you know, change out.
Yep. You become the character, yes.
That's
role play.
It's like backstage theater for me. If I'm in costume and makeup, I'm also in character.
Wait, I want to hear what happened with Mr. Idiot.
Yeah, with
carpet
with the cord.
Carpet cord.
Yeah, I mean, I used some profanity, and I made sure that everyone knew my exact opinion, because I was just at first shocked. It's like, how could you be so blatant?
Now, this is somebody
even
who
just
actually,
common courtesy.
And he was on his hands and knees, crawling like 3 inches away from me, trying to pull the cord up.
That's about the time you stand on his back and use him as like a footstool.
He was very lucky that I just really didn't physically go off on him.
Well, what was the scene involving? I mean, flogging? What were you doing?
I was smacking him with a paddle.
Okay.
I mean, just yeah, it was this like little leather paddle thing.
Uh-huh.
And we weren't real deep into it, but it was starting to get there.
Yeah.
And
he totally wrecked the vibe.
And he totally wrecked it.
Well, we were going for genitalia.
And this is somebody who had volunteered the use of an extension cord, and he didn't know the protocol?
Yeah.
I think...
I hope that idiot hasn't been invited back.
Never.
No.
Good.
Never. And I there's very, very few people in the world that I say that do not get them in my proximity.
He's one of them.
And he is one of them.
Yeah, I'll bring my 100-footer to a play space, and if I'm done using it, if there's somebody else interested in using it, I'll leave it there. If it's in somebody's way, I'll wait until it's safe to take it.
Oh, I don't know how many extension cords, rolls of duct tape, whatever. You know, you just chalk it up to, okay. I've lost coolers, you know, just
oh, yeah.
Clothing. Yeah.
So, I try not to lose the extension cord. I get to use it when I use the violet one. They kind of go in the same storage space when they're not being used.
I think they were using this for a vac bed.
Okay.
And
I love those.
But they need to make a quiet vacuum for them.
Actually, you need to talk to the Lone Star Rubber Core. Lone Star Rubber Core, they have that vacuum cube.
Oh, I love the cube.
That they've created. It's literally a cube. It's like a 4-foot by 4-foot cube. And you just get into the cube, and they vacuum, and you just kind of float in this cube.
You get into the cube and put your head out of a slit in one side of it.
Kind
of
like the old-timey steam.
Yeah.
And then they suck out all the air, and they turn the cube over on its back, so you're laying on your back suspended in latex.
You're just floating suspended in the middle of this cube.
Oh, that is hot.
But the vac that they use, I don't know what vac they use. I think it's just a shop vac, but it's real quiet, because when they vacuum it out, it's barely a hum. So it's probably one of those top-of-the-line...
So where'd you mention that? I just...
But we've been trying to talk them. They during Spring Iniquity, NLA Houston mm-hmm. Spring Iniquity, the Den of Iniquity that they had over at the Ripcord, they had the cube out. And, of course, that's one of the biggest attractions, most popular attractions. Everybody's got to get in the cube. It's so much fun.
Well, yeah, because it's an experience that you may only get... The once.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've been in a vacuum bag before, like in a vacuum body bag, and that was a lot of fun. But the cube, by far, that was just like It was just mental orgasm and physical orgasm. It's just like, you just, it feels like you're floating, like you're Major Tom or something. It's great.
And I'll tell you, like, if you're new at it, the best people to have do this is the Lone Star Rubber Corps.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys are just great.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
They know their stuff.
But yeah, you want a good vac home, talk to Lone Star Rubber Corps.
And they have a vac rack and a cube. They've got all the good toys.
I'll get you in contact with Paul. Paul will know what... Yeah, the cube is a lot of fun. You need to get them in on SinFest and get that cube out there to SinFest.
Yeah, because you know people would love to go in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's incredible. I don't know, though. They might be out of the country right now because I think there's a big rubber title going on in Europe right now. And they travel a lot all over the world. But
if you don't ask, you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put a feeler out to Paul and see if he's going to be in town or what's going on. At worst case, we... At one of the play parties that SinFest throws throughout the year.
Do they
for SinFest next year.
Do they have a website?
Yeah, Lone Star Rubber Corps.
Okay.
I think it's .com. LSRC.com, I think.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Google it.
But or just go to LouisWeekend.com. Their link is there on the Louis website.
Yeah, I'd go to Louis website because it's the one place you can go and connect to everybody else.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Robert is the webmaster.
Yeah, I handle the Louis website, so I'm on.
Well, I know that. That's how I contact
God,
you.
God, another 2 years on the board. It's going to be fun. We have a great board this year.
Yes.
Anyway, we're not talking about Louis right now. Let's talk about SinFest. When is SinFest?
July 18th.
July 18th is what? A Saturday?
Saturday.
It's a Tuesday, people, for anybody who's asking.
And we're having it at the Plaza Hotel this year.
Sweet.
Like I said, I wanted to eliminate, you know, the looky-loos and the sniffers. And those that consider S&M to mean stand and model.
Right.
No offense, but the 18 to the 21 crowd.
We call them the circuit people.
Yeah, I mean,
they're into circuit parties.
I didn't want to have any kind of dance party.
I really hate to do this, but if S&M meant stand and model, we would be having them at JR's.
Ooh. Okay. So.
So this year I'm having it at the Plaza Hotel. I'm doing something totally different.
So what is BDSM? A body double stand and model?
What? That would be an event for twins, right?
Yeah, that's a Siamese. Yeah. Conjoined. They're conjoined.
Only by the hip.
At the tongue.
Ew.
Oh, that would be nasty.
Sorry, that's a song from The Faint. Never mind.
I just didn't want to wrestle 700 people this year. So I thought...
Yeah, last
year. We never defined SinFest in the very beginning. It was a summer party.
Right.
Right.
It's kind of defined itself.
Kind of, and that's when I want. That's why I want to mix it this year. I mean, it's because we didn't want something so defined. You have events all around the country, and they stick to a certain format.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got
to
shake it up.
I want to be able to shake it up in different formats to bring different types of art, to bring different experiences to people.
Good evening, Jimmy.
So when I said, hey, let's do it, you know, we're going to do a 5-course seated dinner with Kinky Dinner Theater. People went, Kinky Dinner Theater?
That is a cool idea.
It is a very great idea.
Well, and it's very relaxed. The servers are all community volunteers. Everybody's a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said, hey, have you ever been a waiter? And they're like, yeah. Okay, you can do this.
I was a waiter for 2 weeks before I got fired for pouring a pot of coffee on a drag queen, but yeah.
Oh, but you have experience.
No, I really did.
How many of us haven't wanted to do that?
I forget what the name of the place is now. It used to be called the Pot Pie. And I was a waiter in college for 2 whole weeks. And it was the week before and the week of Halloween. And Glenda... from the Wizard of Oz comes in drunk. I mean, 8 sheets to the wind. She comes in, Glenda comes in with Judy Garland and some, I don't know, I guess she was supposed to be like Lena Horne or Josephine Baker or somebody. And I would assume Josephine Baker, because it's a real pretty black drag, and she was wearing bananas for a skirt, you know, and so I'm thinking Josephine Baker.
Mm-hmm. Or Carmen Miranda.
No, she was black.
But that would
she
be a headdress.
Latin. Yeah, that was, and she wasn't wearing that headdress. She was wearing one of those skull caps made out of the diamond, dripping diamond stuff, so that's Josephine Baker.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, Glenda was really belligerent. She was throwing salt and pepper shakers and sugar packets at the customers in the restaurant, and of course, I'm working graveyard, so I get the after-bar crowd.
The zoo people.
Yeah, I get the zoo. And when she threw an empty coffee cup at me to get my attention, literally from across the restaurant, screaming, "I want some coffee." Not a problem. I picked up a fresh pot of coffee, walked over with a cup, put the mug in front of her, and then proceeded to pour an entire pot of coffee into her taffeta, her pink taffeta Glenda dress. And her friends were already trying to keep her calm. I got a $50 tip out of them. Everybody else in the restaurant tipped me a good $10 or $20 per table.
So you didn't need the job anymore.
They knew I was going to get fired for pouring a pot of coffee on Glenda, the good witch. So, yeah, I was a waiter for 2 whole weeks. That's the end of my waiting experience.
We have, but you have experience. Yeah. Our servers have a whole lot more experience.
Yeah, I'm good at slinging coffee, baby. Yeah,
yeah, we're not going to let you near the coffee. In fact, we're going to put a little sign with your
coffee
picture on it.
Do not let him serve coffee. Yeah. If he serves coffee, be really, really nice when he walks to you with the coffee pot. Yeah.
I have a question. Are you going to have a vendor market this year?
No.
No.
We are going to have it for 2010.
Okay.
I love my vendors. In fact, most of the 28 vendors that we had last year have donated something to the silent auction, which
excellent.
100% of the proceeds benefit Legacy.
Oh, excellent. So what we're going to be doing is going to be at the Plaza, July 18th.
It's at the Plaza, which is at I-10 and Silber.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be the Ramada.
Mm-hmm.
And
I take it you've got the entire huge ballroom.
We've got the huge ballroom and the room adjoining,
okay,
and the whole outside pool area.
Oh, excellent.
Because I got to have somewhere to go to smoke.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, what events are you scheduling for the swimming pool?
I have a mermaid.
Oh, excellent. Really?
I have a mermaid.
Oh, you got a merman, too?
We figure she would get enough mermen in there.
I'll bet.
And we're just going to have the saran wrap. you know, by the pool, so if anybody wants to get a tail wrap, and they can get their tail wrapped. And,
sweet.
See?
Not that kind of tail wrapping.
Oh.
We're not talking about caning. We're actually talking about, like, mummifying the lower half of your body.
Besides, Jimmy, you can't be a merman. Your tail is prehensile.
Ooh.
Dramatic moment.
He went there. Dramatic pause. Jimmy?
The hush filled the room.
He's just shaking his head and rolling his eyes.
During the dinner theater, we have...
So this is going to be like a sit-down kind of dinner,
it's
burlesque.
It's a sit-down dinner. It's more than burlesque. We have two burlesque dancers coming in,
mm-hmm,
one from San Antonio, which is Catatonic,
mm-hmm,
and one from Dallas, which is Lilith Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Lilith was Miss Leather Woman 2008 for Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Oh, yeah,
gorgeous,
she's beautiful.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. And our headliner is Hardy Haberman.
I
love
Hardy.
And if you don't know Hardy Haberman, you know, he's got his own fan club on FetLife. Even.
Oh, please. Hardy Haberman's got his own fan club across the planet. He's an incredible guy. I love Hardy Haberman.
I have an autographed copy of one of his books.
Yeah.
He had a book signing at Blackhawk Leather while I was working there. I met him. That man is funny.
Oh, he is.
He's
demented.
See,
I love
and
him.
And he's, you know, he's so personable. I have never found anybody that says, "Oh, I don't like him." Everybody loves Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
And
he is. But
not many people know that he does kinky magic.
Oh, yes.
And so that's our headliner.
Really? That's going to be fantastic.
He's doing a full-blown kinky magic show.
I have only ever heard of this. I've never actually gotten to see him do this, so this is going to be great.
It's it's like kink at its finest.
I love the concept this year. This is really cool.
We have another performance troupe called Glory Hole Girls.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think I saw that movie. Wasn't Jenna Jameson in that one? oh, he was in it? Okay, there we go.
We have a...
So are they like kind of like Pussycat Dolls? They get up there and they do a kind of like burlesque dance thing? Or what do they do? Or do are we just going to have to show up to find out?
I was told it's really cool. You'll love it.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
Don't it's really spoil cool. it.
That sounds like a great thing.
The trust you have.
You know, I do, because these performers, they're so fun to work with. They're coming down at their own expense to put on a show and to help Legacy.
That's incredible.
Yep.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody says, well, what if it just tanks? What if it tanks? Nobody buys tickets.
Oh, please.
I thought, well, then I'm going to have a heck of a good party.
Hello.
Because, you know, the volunteers that have volunteered, you can't do an event without volunteers.
Yeah.
And I said, we may be eating beef bourguignon and chicken piccata for a while, all of us, but we're still going to have a really good time.
Who would complain about eating beef bourguignon?
And because it is a fundraising event, okay, if nobody buys tickets, okay, then there's no money to donate, but we've got all of this great stuff.
The silent auction stuff, I am amazed. I am amazed. People are... In this economy, I expected some kind of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
It's been even more so.
Yeah.
I have individuals that are now coming up and going, I don't need an ad because I don't sell anything, but I have this. Can you use this for the auction?
Yeah.
We had one lady, she's this knife, and it's like huge.
Size queen.
This has to be at least like a $150 knife, and it's like wow. I have a goal set in my head, which I always do every year, that I can hand Legacy, and to them it doesn't matter if it's $5, $500, or $5,000.
Right.
The thank you and the genuine gratitude is the same.
Well, you have to remember that the last administration cut funding for all aid services by one third across the board. So all of these aid services organizations that rely on donations are even more reliant now than they ever were. So any money that they can get, they're going to be grateful for.
Hmm.
And Legacy just expanded to cover mental health.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Legacy is doing a wonderful bang-up job. I can't sing their praises loudly enough.
And there's that misconception that they own, they just do AIDS testing. They do STD testings.
No.
Full-service health so clinic.
It's full service. They even have a pediatric. Well, woman. They are kink-friendly. So if you go in there with a bruise on your butt and say, I'm in a little S&M, it's not going to be well.
They're not going to freak out over it. Because a lot of the people, well, I won't say a lot, but I know people that work there that are in the leather world.
And
so
I could name three, but I'm not going to.
But they also, no. But we're not going to out anybody. They're jobbed out themselves.
We've got flogs. We've got a beautiful silver pair of cufflinks and tie. And a book that's, how to tie a tie. It's amazing. It's heartfelt to go through and you go, wow. And at some point, I'm going to have to say, I don't have any more table space.
But that's a good thing.
If anything just isn't bid on, I'm donating it to the Beyond Vanilla.
Yeah,
silent auction.
Either donate it to Beyond Vanilla in their name or hold it for another event and just continue to auction the items off.
And then it goes into the Beyond Vanilla auction.
We got really lucky with Spring Iniquity. Every silent auction item that we had, and we had some killer stuff.
It's
that it was gone. Poof. poof. Everything was bid on. Everything was taken. We did an incredible job with the silent. And like you said, in this economy, we had people coming out of the woodwork saying, I've got some artwork. Can you use this artwork?
Mm-hmm.
We had custom leather wear in the Leather Pride flag colors, a tuxedo shirt in the Leather Pride.
Oh, I know where that came from.
Daddy Bob donated that from Blackhawk.
Blackhawk,
that shirt is beautiful, too.
Yes.
So
many silent auction items going all the way, running the gamut from day spa packages to everything else. I was shocked at the number of things that you wouldn't consider. Oh, a day spa. Let's go get a day spa package for... Man, that thing went. I mean, we had some great stuff. And just like you said, they come out of the woodwork because they know this is going for a charity. And
yeah, and we have a young lady that's crocheted a huge Afghan.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is making, we call it a woobie, just a soft blanket. So after you're mm-hmm. done playing, mm-hmm. just something quick to cover up with.
Yeah.
Little lap blanket.
Yeah.
A comfy.
All different mm-hmm. kinds of just amazing things. Incense and... peppermints, you know. I'm trying to think of something else, right?
No, peppermint comes in the condom packets from Legacy.
You gotta have the mint afterwards.
Yeah.
Have the mint before. It depends.
Yes, have the mint before so that you don't have dragon breath.
We're gonna have a beautiful 5-course meal. And
now, how many tables are you having set? I mean, how many people are you expecting to sit at this event? Because you said this is going to be like
very limited.
This is going to be like a little sit down. It's going to be a sit down dinner show
for 150 people.
Okay,
that's a lot smaller than last year.
And people need to realize that once tickets are gone,
they're gone.
As much as I love you,
too
bad. Sorry.
Yeah. Now, how much are tickets?
For a single is $40.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple is $75, and for a triad is $110.
Okay.
I know a lot of poly households, and I know a lot of triads, and it just really bites to be that plus one.
Yeah, I know.
Are they available online?
They're available at summersinfest.com, and if you catch me around town, I can sell them in person.
Yeah, people, you heard that. Summersinfest.com. Get on it.
Oh, and it has a whole bunch of information on there. Has our sponsors listing. And
go ahead, keep talking.
We amazing web work. I've got to thank my partner Paul. He's been working on that website. We make sure we have up bios for the performers. What's going on? Links to different sites. You know, the Louis link. All the information. Look underneath the answers, and if it's not answered there, they can write, and I will answer any question within reason.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to meet you at Las Tias in Meyerland wearing a dress and no bra. When you do a mass mailing, you're bound to get, I expected you some rejects that the mail has been kicked back, demon mailer.
Right.
I never expected that I got a stalker from it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm waiting for him to buy me stuff. Okay,
before we go to break.
A stalker, this is hot. We got to talk about this when we come back from our musical interlude. And I only say that because I know it annoys Jimmy when I say musical interlude. But what were you going
to
say, Buzz?
Before we go to break, I want to give a shout out to somebody in Western Washington State who said they were probably going to be listening in at least on the first part of the show. That's my sister, Drina. Drina, if you're listening, go to bed. You can download it and listen to it later.
Yeah. So you can always download the show, kpft.org. And remember, this is listener-sponsored, so even though our drive may be over, we are still taking donations and contributions to keep this station hot and fresh.
Turn it up. I feel the energy all around, and my body can't stop moving to the sound. But I can tell that you want. watching me, and you're probably gonna like what you didn't see. Well, I just need a little space to breathe. Can you please respect my privacy? People taking pictures, don't you think they get enough? I just wanna get all over the floor and throw my hands up in the air to the beat like
what?
I gotta say respectfully, I would love it if you took the cameras off of me, 'cause I just need a little room to breathe. Can you please respect my privacy?
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston, and as always, www.kpft.org, and back to Leather Ties.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Daddy Robert, here with my co-host, Master Buzz, and
hello.
Whitney, one of the organizers of SinFest, the organizer of SinFest, her brainchild this year.
I've got a close friend who wants to remain nameless, and that's helping out. Since there's three different levels to SinFest.
Hold on just a sec. I just got to say that the last two songs, that was the Psycho Dyke I was talking about. That was Lindsay Lohan with her song Rumor off of her album Speak. And that we call her the Psycho Dyke. If anybody watches the news, you know why. And that second song was Crystal Waters. So, and that's off of her third album. So get that. It's self-titled Crystal Waters. There's no title to it. It's just called Crystal Waters. Go ahead.
There's three levels to SinFest. There's the kitchen aspect. There's the floor and the stage. And then there's the dungeon. And like I said, without volunteers... I got M&M in my mouth.
Good for you. Ooh, with nuts, too.
With peanuts.
You like chew nuts, baby.
You can't do an event without volunteers.
No, you can't. No.
Houston is a house party city.
Explain, yeah. When we say house party, what you mean.
The groups have individual S&M parties at their homes.
The different fetish clubs and organizations here in town, like
Eros,
Eros,
SAF,
which
is Spring Adult Fun, which is way out in Tomball.
Mm-hmm.
But those people rock.
Yeah.
They're a fairly new group. There's Elite Suites and.
Mm-hmm. But as far as like. Organized events, most organized events are held in private spaces, either somebody's home or something like that. They're not
mainly
specifically
homes.
Public venue kind of areas. So.
And I've always believed that there's unity and diversity,
mm-hmm.
and people like to stay to their own cliques. If they go, they'll go to everybody's party, but to venture into something new that they're unsure of, they just don't do it.
Well, to me, going to an event like that, the reason you're going is because you're learning something new.
And that's...
And the best way to do it is to go watch, be quiet, watch, take notes, and then when the scene is done, ask questions.
We've got the ladies from WIPS as one of our special guests in the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody knows me, I like entertainment to be over the top.
Uh-huh.
I like it to be entertaining. I like to get that tingle. I just...
Well, it's not just so much the tangle, but for the people watching it, you also kind of want a little bit of that shock value, too. So
a little bit, yeah.
It's kind of hard to shock our crowd.
And
WIPS
can definitely deliver on that.
Yeah, WIPS do deliver on that, yes.
They are planning something that I can't wait to see.
I know. I've heard through the grapevine, and I want to see that, yes.
And anything that takes months and months to plan, it's going to be good.
Uh-huh.
My performers, they check in once a week. You know, anything that they need, I make sure that they get it.
So you're going to have the sit-down dinner with the show. The show's going to feature two, three different performances.
Oh, more than that. Because... It's a five-course meal. It lasts a little while. We
yeah.
want people to enjoy eating.
Okay.
Doors open at 6.
When we say eating, we don't mean sploshing, okay?
That's a whole different
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, you're not wearing your food. You're actually going to eat it.
Okay.
Off of a plate, not a person.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd undo that whole human buffet.
Sushi girl.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand if they got the banana leaves down first, but to eat it right off of somebody's skin...
No.
I can't do it.
Sorry,
I can't do it.
There are those who can, and...
The only person I will
Lord
eat,
love them.
The only person I'll eat anything off of is my husband. My husband, baby bear.
But that's... That's
But then
different.
Again, yeah.
And I don't know why a woman would lay there and want to smell like fish. I don't understand that.
Thank you. Finally a woman says this. I've been saying it
at the heterosexual strip clubs,
uh-huh,
on Fridays they have a fish buffet. And I didn't understand that either.
Well,
and,
you know, honestly, if you want to be fair, you need to switch it out. I would have a male sub lay down and be the buffet.
I think that would be better.
Yeah. I think that'd be a little bit more cute and in your face. Have a male sub down with all the sushi on him, make him smell like fish for a while.
Still, while I won't deny anybody their right to practice that as a fetish, I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's no.
I'd rather eat my food off a plate.
Then we'll play.
Yeah.
I don't consider eating off of somebody play, but, you know, some people find that sensual and erotic.
I want my comfort food to be comfortable because it's comfort food. Then I want my comfort after dinner.
Yeah, I don't. That whole human.
Is that Southern comfort?
Yes.
Okay,
no.
Just making sure.
Well, we are in the South, but.
I can't do Southern comfort anymore.
No, we're not talking. We're not going to talk about the liquor. Yeah. Him
my 30th birthday, a friend of mine and I piled into her little Mazda RX-7 rally car and drove 3.5 hours to the beach under a new moon, and we had the perfect car, 4 on the floor and a 5th under the seat. We got into the car and cracked the bottle, and without any ice or mixer, we polished off a bottle of Southern Comfort between the two of us in that 3.5 hour drive.
And that was the last time he needed to drink it, too.
Yeah, I can't even smell the stuff anymore.
So, I'm that way with wild turkey. I just can't even.
I love wild turkey.
I can't even smell it. I just like, oh, I look at the bottle and go, oh, no, sorry, you win.
Wild turkey is thunder chicken.
We are gonna have a cash bar, and for responsible drinkers.
Uh huh.
Because after you play, if you want to enjoy adult beverage, that's your choice. I'm not a drinker.
Remember, that's after you play.
Yes, after you play.
Drinking is after you play. Don't drink before you play. If you're gonna play, be of sound mind and body, and when I say sound mind, you know, don't use anything.
And we've got the DMs, and the DMs are the final say. If they think you're, well, you know, they'll watch, because it's not a huge space.
Yeah.
And they will be watching, because you can't drink and play like that.
No.
Well, it's my understanding the only liquid you're going to be allowing in the play space is going to be
water.
Bottled water.
You know, and, you know, no food, no drinks into the play space, because equipment is expensive.
Yeah.
And I don't want my stuff messed up.
Thank you.
I know the feeling. I don't want any of mine messed up either.
I've acquired some great equipment, and I don't want it messed up.
No,
I could wash my rope, but I can't throw a flogger in the washing machine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've...
And I don't need liquor stripping the lacquer off of a St. Andrew's cross.
Right. Or
it takes too long to sand it down.
Well, I've got the big, heavy, black and red padded, the hand-stitched...
Oh, yeah.
Big, huge cross.
Oh, no way do you want liquid anywhere near that.
I don't want... You know, and if somebody has a medical reason, that, like they're diabetic or something, if they need a little candy with them...
No, that I can understand, but you can't use diabetes as an excuse to have a cocktail because you need the extra sugar.
Oh,
no, 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 no,
diabetics aren't supposed to drink anyway.
I know people that do this. Well, I need it because I'm diabetic. No, you don't need it. What you need is not to have it, because that's going to throw your sugar level through the roof.
And we know it's going to be a long night with doors opening at 6, and then dinner lasts till about 8:45, 9. The play party starts at 9. At 10:30, we're putting out good old Texas punch.
Okay, I have a question for you. You're going to have a sit-down dinner and a show. Basically, we're going to call it Kinky Dinner Theater.
It's Kinky Dinner Theater.
Woohoo! We really need to open up our own restaurant and do this on, you know, a weekly basis. This is a great idea.
No, you know, as a special thing, it's special, but if you do it all the time, then it wanes.
I was joking with that anyway. We'd never even get licensing with that.
The last great dinner theater was the Great Caruso's, and it burned down, and they decided not to rebuild. So,
as long as it's street legal.
There was one
Personally, I think the best dinner theater is to go hit like Taco Bell and just sit down on Pacific Street and watch the show. Watch all those drunk Twinkies running around.
I'll just look off the deck of my apartment.
Hope you steal your heart. Look at you. He's like, I hope you steal my heart, drunk Twinkies.
Just look off the deck of my apartment with all the tranny hookers on the corner.
Don't need to hear that, thank you. So, my question was, you're going to have a sit-down dinner, five-course sit-down dinner, mm-hmm. with a kinky burlesque show going on with all different types of entertainment. And now you're talking about an after-party play space. Is where they going to do clear all the tables out, or is this going to be a different area?
The room is adjoining.
Okay.
So, you know, after dinner, people can start milling about into the dungeon. Some of the tables are going to be tore down to make a comfortable seated social area.
Okay.
Because I don't like to be in a play space and there's people talking.
Well, I know.
So
I agree.
Shut the heck up.
Right. Now, speaking of that, let's talk about the event rules for the play space.
Yeah, three pages.
Yeah, I mean, I asked Whitney, okay, send me what's going on with Sinfest, and I get this three-page thing of the event rules.
You know, I got to thank Kinky College up in Chicago.
Yeah.
Master Z, and, you know, I've had mentors that we started writing this out and changing things up and, you know, fixing it for Houston. In the north, they call them play space monitors,
mm-hmm.
PSMs.
Mm-hmm.
Down here, we just call them DMs.
Yeah.
Dungeon monitor.
Dungeon monitor.
But see, this is showing our age. We actually always called them Dungeon Master.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's changed to Dungeon Monitor now. It's Play Space Monitor. What's next? I mean, Romper Room Monitor?
Well, no, I understand the reason for that, though. Because now Dungeon Monitors go through classes in order to be certified
DMs.
To do this.
Including CPR training.
And we do
training.
Have certified DMs.
You have CPR training and everything else. Yes, these are certified people. So, yes.
And it takes a special kind of person to DM.
Yes, it does.
You have to be judgmental.
Yeah. Yep.
And tolerant at the same time. You've got to know when to make those calls.
It's a fine line that you have to walk.
And there's a fine line, and you have to really understand that this may not be your kink, but it's their kink, and you've got to know when those levels are.
Real quick, I just had a caller that was wondering when, where, and all the finer points of Sinfest again.
We said that earlier, but let's start again.
It is July 18th, Saturday, July 18th, at the Plaza Hotel. All the information is at summersinfest.com.
Ticket prices are?
Single is $40, couple is $75, and a triad is $110. We want to...
So, SummerSinFest is going to be July
18th,
which is a Saturday. It's going to be at the Plaza Hotel.
Doors open at 6.
Dinner, I assume, will be started at 7. 7 to 8:45 or so. It's going to be dinner with the show.
And then the play party starts at 9. There is no ticket sales at the door. You have to get tickets either online. Write me. I will meet you in the parking lot somewhere.
And tickets are
limited. Unless you're my stalker, in which case I'm not going to meet you at Los Tios by Meyerland wearing a dress and no bra.
Tickets are limited to 150, so if you're going to get them now. Don't wait.
I wouldn't wait too much longer because I've been telling them limited ticket sales, and they said, well, what's your limit? And I'm like, I'm not telling you because, you know, just come.
Yeah.
You'll have fun. There's something for everything.
Now, I have a question for you on that. If they can't get a ticket and to get to the actual sit-down dinner and show, will they still be able to show up and get, like, a ticket to get into the place?
No.
No. That's it. Okay, so you people
because
hear that?
Because that way,
all in or all out.
Everybody listening, there's going to be no little half-day pass or anything like that. You get your ticket, it includes everything. Well, no, because, you know,
we go right for the e-ticket.
They have a day pass kind of thing for an event.
Well,
or,
we wanted to a more, I hate to use the word, intimate.
No, I like that.
That there's something when you break bread with people.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, if you get, like... If you want to sit with certain people, you have to arrive with that party just like you do in a restaurant. It's not going to be switchy tables because, you know, we have beautiful servers, and don't confuse them.
Mm-hmm.
and it, if when you start having like those day passes.
Well, no, as I was going to ask, because I know somebody was going to call up and ask and say, well, can we still get into the play party afterwards? It's like,
no.
Nope. No.
So if you want to go, it's the whole shebang or nothing at all.
If that was and your question, you there was your answer.
And why would you want to miss such a beautiful dinner? I am, I'm
I know.
Very proud of this.
My mouth's watering over the beef bourguignon already. I know what I'm having.
Well, and the salad, if you look on the website, we've given each of them cute little names, like Kishmi, you fool. And, you know,
now you're going to have
blacker salad.
Are you going to have a vegan meal and a kosher meal?
No, you get beef, chicken, or vegetarian, not vegan. If you're allergic or you have a refusal on, like, real butter, this probably isn't the meal for you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, we'll do something else some other time and you know, cater to your wishes. I can't. If I took orders for everybody that was, you know, allergic to this and allergic to that.
No, you know what you're allergic to? Bring your EpiPen with you in case you need it. I mean,
and
I call them EpiLadies, by the way. So
I've been asked, well, is it vegan?
No.
It's vegetarian, but not vegan.
Vegetarian, but not vegan.
Which means if it's vegetarian, it actually tastes good. If it's vegan, well...
It doesn't taste like
chew
anything.
On a,
I mean,
chew on a stalk of wheat and call it a vegan.
We had,
no offense.
We had a young man that had asked if... he's an adult baby. If anybody would be offended if he came in his, like, onesie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his footy pajamas.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I said, in fact, for you, I will go to the store and get some baby food.
Okay,
if that's
well,
what you want...
If he's going to be a little, is he going to have a big bring him? I'm sorry, that's like inside talk, but in this type of play, you have bigs and littles.
He's
you have
to have
the adults
a big bring
him,
because I'm not feeding him.
Okay.
Hello. I'm not changing him.
Because I was going to say, if he's a little, he better have a big escorting him.
Well, in one of the attractants this year, we always try to have something new every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year we had the art gallery. This year we have the cuddle pit.
Oh.
And,
is that for the bigs and the littles?
It's for anybody that wants a little cuddle.
Because,
I don't know, even with S&M,
you know, even
take
after,
it out,
even after
everybody needs a little cuddle now.
Even after you play a good scene, you need a good cuddle, yeah.
Yeah, and there's people that...
I always offer one.
Just a little pat on the back and a little tap on the head is not a cuddle.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you got to cuddle. You got to cuddle.
As soon as I finish flogging somebody and make sure, once I know that they're back in the now, first thing I do is wrap my arms around them.
Just wrap your arms, let them fall into you, and just cuddle till they're done. Yeah.
I let Glenn kiss my
But see,
feet.
To me, that's the hot thing, is after I beat somebody senseless, it's like, okay, come here, baby, just lay down.
See, I like when he wraps around my feet, and then he's got to get up and do a little pookie dance. Get up, do your little pookie dance.
Oh, do the pookie dance, I want to see.
Because that way I know
we get
okay.
to see the pookie dance. Do we
that
need
way-
some... Damn, and I should have brought some, like, Sandra Bernhardt or something.
Everybody put on your radio glasses.
Damn. See, that way I can tell his shoulders okay. And then his legs are okay.
That's so
yeah.
cute.
And he does a little pookie dance.
That's
and that way I know
dance.
He's okay.
Huh?
In heels.
Sweet.
Oh,
got
no.
Got us in heels.
Yeah.
Wait, come around here and do the pookie dance so Wes can see. Wes wants to see the pookie dance.
I am,
Okay, do the pookie dance. Isn't that cute?
Isn't that cute?
Very much so.
It's
I like
that. Peter Rabbit meets that donkey from Shrek. It's really cute.
It's cute. And that way I know he's okay. He wraps around my ankles at first, and he can get himself together and stuff.
Yeah. You know, and the circulation is
And then you have to get up and do your little pookie dance, and he gets up and does a little pookie dance, and then we're okay.
Get you a soda.
And then he gets me a soda.
Sweet. A Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That's your thing. Now, I want to talk about some of the event rules, and this starts with dinner and continues on through the entire play space. And the first two things I will say for you, because I find this the most annoying thing on the planet. When you walk in the door and you sit down at your table, turn off your damn cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
You are not there to talk to somebody on the phone. This isn't a bar where you can go to the bar. I don't understand that. You go to a bar to socialize with other people, and you spend all night in the corner talking on the phone. Then
or texting.
Then stay home. Why the hell are you going out?
No Twitter.
You walk into the event, turn off your phone. Don't put it on mute. Phones, pictures are not going to be allowed.
Leave it in the car.
Yeah, thank you.
I can understand if you're a doctor or your wife's, you know, at the hospital and her water broke and stuff, and then you might need that urgent message. But to me, if you go to an event or a party, it's time away from that cruel, cruel world.
I've actually been at a movie theater where somebody's phone rang in the middle of a movie, and I literally stood up and turned around and said, turn your damn phone off.
Oh, always.
I didn't pay $15 to listen to your phone ring.
Do you remember the days when we left the house and the phone stayed there?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
We didn't have a phone in our pocket.
And we didn't have answering machines, so if you
and Armageddon
call,
hasn't happened yet, so leave your phone in the car.
Yeah.
Guys, real quick, I had the same caller call back.
Mm-hmm.
What's the website?
SummerSinFest.com. Okay. SummerSinFest.com. SummerSinFest.com.
There we go. Yeah, because he was wanting to know where you could get the tickets and all
yeah.
that.
Just
right
go to
there.
SummerSinFest.com, and it'll tell you everything that's going on, and you can click on the link to get ticket information.
And we have some great pictures from last year up that are actually from the last 2 years. And this
who's
one...
Who's that directed to? He's scribbling out some weird message. I don't know. He won't say it on the air, but he scribbled something to Whitney. I don't know what it is. Do you know what that means?
I have no clue.
I have no clue either.
Oh! I know. Wait.
Wes is laughing, so apparently he gets it. I'm not going to say a word. So turn off your cell phones, people.
That's one of the big ones.
And don't bother bringing your digital camera.
Yeah, there's this.
And that also
means
if
pictures.
Your phone has camera or video capability, turn your phone off. It will not be allowed. If you're caught taking pictures or video, you will be thrown out of the event. Your money will not be refunded. So
yeah, it's just
you need to respect the people that are putting this event on. Respect the rules of the event.
We were asked if we were going to have, a lot of the events now are having these photo booths where they have a photographer and he takes the portrait picture and stuff. And I just said, no cameras across the board.
Last year,
I've had press come in and stuff going, well, we were press last year. This is not a press event. This is an exclusive event.
This is a closed door event.
And it's a great way to meet new people. And not have to worry about ending up in the background of someone's picture.
Right. Especially if you are not kink out.
Yeah.
If you're not out in the society as being kink or fetish or leather or pansexual, you don't need your picture accidentally showing up on somebody's blog.
Let's face it, I don't even like my picture to be in the... I don't like to be in the background of people's pictures in a bar.
Well, yeah, I don't like looking at your pictures anyway.
I ask bartenders to ask people not to take pictures in the bar. It's just rude.
But again, with the advent of technology, cell phones now can take pictures without a flash. You don't know if they're doing it. They can do video. They have low-light video now and all this other
stuff. Well, we
turn it off, because if you're caught using it, you will be thrown out of the event.
We figured that... the event ends at 1, but it's at a hotel, folks. The Plaza Hotel has deeply, deeply, deeply discounted their rates to $60 a night.
Sweet.
No kidding. Nice.
$60 a night. So we're going to continue the party, and I have been told that we're all going to be on the same floor, which is probably good for them and even better for us.
Yes.
And because I
locked down the elevator, so when the naked somebody grandma accidentally gets off on the wrong floor and sees naked people running down the hall.
Well, I asked.
No, I've seen that happen at an event before.
Well, so have I.
I won't mention the event in Dallas that happens every year that happened
at the end of September.
Yeah, I'm not going to say.
We're beyond that.
Very beyond that. And for all of you vanilla people, just don't bother.
It's just respect the rights and privacy of other people.
Well, yes. and part of that, I had asked the hotel manager, Kathy, she's been wonderful to work with. I said, since we're all going to be on the same floor, would you mind if I decorated that floor and hung a curtain?
Uh-huh. Off the elevator, so...
So that, you know, Well, it's kind of a T shape.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's going to put us all in this one row.
Uh huh.
And I said, would you mind if I hung a curtain there? And she said, no, that'd be fine.
It'd probably be better for everybody if you did.
And she's like, well, how crazy is it going to get? I said, I don't know. I don't know.
We're preparing for the worst and expecting the best.
Well, and they're allowing
which is actually the same thing either way.
If you get a hotel room, you call in the Plaza Hotel.
Tell them you're there for SinFest.
Tell them you're there at SinFest.
Rate. They're going to give you the SinFest rate and put you on the SinFest floor. God,
and
that's a tongue twister.
In getting a room, well, no, beforehand. You'll have to get your rooms before July 10th.
Thank you.
Each room that's booked through Summer SinFest, in their room, they're going to get a kinky basket.
Ooh, sweet. You get a little
kinky welcome
basket.
Which is separate from the gift bags that everybody gets. All the attendees are getting a gift bag.
Cool.
With some really nice stuff in
fun
it.
Fun stuff.
I scour for the whole year.
Oh, yeah. Last year, the gift bags were great.
We had keychains and jelly rings and beads. Not Mardi Gras.
Yeah. We're talking fetish beads. Yeah.
Master Buzz has his keychain on him. I thought of keychains because, to me, you're not a Texan unless you have a keychain on your keys.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's a bottle opener keychain, by the way. It's a beer bottle opener keychain is what she's talking about.
Oh, it also works on zip-top cans.
Yeah, it does work great on zip-top cans, yeah.
So our little gift bags that everyone gets, a lot of the sponsors.
Ah, good ones.
You know, they will donate.
Wes, what was that second one?
I can't read that far.
Me either.
That's my medical alert from when I was in the Navy.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you?
And then there's my
dog tag. And then there's your pride.
To penicillin.
And there's your pride dog tag.
Oh.
I was gonna say, does it say if I pass out, please give me beer?
That's a good idea.
No, it'll actually. If they actually go through my pockets and find this, they'll know not to give me any penicillin.
Right.
So, I keep it on my keychain at all times.
Yeah, anaphylaxis
my mom
is not
has
pretty.
One of those bracelets because she's allergic to iodine.
When I was in the Navy, it hung around my neck.
Uh huh.
So, now that I'm not in the Navy anymore, I keep it right here.
Smart idea.
That's a better idea. I don't like the bracelets and the necklaces and all that stuff.
And it's nice and red, too, so it's hard to miss it.
Yeah, it's really hard to miss because that's a bright red. Yeah.
I thought of having it tattooed. You know?
Yeah, but wait.
See the wallet. You know, see wallet card or something.
The other thing we need to mention as far as one of the basic rules of this event, whatever you wear, and you're encouraging wonderful fetish gear, wear.
Yes.
You need to be street legal. If you can't wear it on the street, don't expect to wear it in the event.
And walking in to the hotel, not everybody shares your kink and not, you know, don't stop at the gas station and think, oh, it's going to be okay. It's just me. That travels on.
Yeah.
And if you wouldn't wear it in front of your grandmother, don't wear it outside in stores, but
then again, my grandmother was a flapper from the 20s. She was very progressive. You could get away with walking around naked around her. But street legal means that if you're a woman, your nipples have to be covered.
And
if you're male or female, you may have your butt cheeks exposed, but you have to have at least a 1-inch strip of fabric or material going down to cover the crack on the backside.
Yep.
And on the front, no genitalia, male or female, should be exposed. It must be covered.
And kept covered.
And kept covered,
keep the mouse in the house.
Really?
The mouse in the house?
Yeah. That was bad. That was really bad.
Keep the dragon in the wagon.
That's a little cuter, yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to picture a little dragon in a little way.
And I was gonna say keep your junk in your trunk, but that's a whole different meaning for us.
Yeah. And how do you get your
size
own junk into your trunk?
Number one, my junk's big enough to do that. Number two, all it takes is a little lube, baby.
Okay, and pressure, and pressure.
We've
pressure.
Gotten way off topic here. We're telling people to be street legal, and the things we're talking about aren't.
No. Yes.
So, yeah, all those things like, you know, taking nasty pictures and doing insertion and get a hotel room.
Yeah.
Come party with us. We'll watch.
Do it in the hotel room, but, and when you do, please, for God's sake, be safe.
Yeah.
All the things you need are being donated by Legacy.
Yeah, keep your...
All the safe sex materials, they'll be available for you. Grab them on your way to your room and have a blast.
Yes.
We have a condom cutie that will help you with any instruction that you may need.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Legacy has a bunch of condom cuties.
Oh, yeah. And they will instruct you on what you need to do.
Yeah. But keep any kind of insertion playing in your room, not at the event. It will not be tolerated at the actual event.
Yeah, that's a private thing. This is a play party.
Now, let's get on to the play party itself. We've got this fabulous five-course dinner. We've got a great show going on during that. Then you've got play space set up. What kind of play do you have set up? Obviously, you can have like a St. Andrew's cross.
I've got...
What else is going on in this play space?
Spanking benches, cages, stocks.
St. Andrew's?
Oh, we've got a big, huge St. Andrew's.
Of course.
Gorgeous padded one you were talking
about.
Yeah,
the black and red one.
Yeah, the black and red. I've seen that. That's
and
a
then
beautiful
the, and the big
St. Andrew's
black
cross.
And red cage.
You talked about the cage last time you were here, and it's like...
Well, no, there's two different cages.
No, you were talking... Oh, you got another
there's
one.
There's two different cages. There's a long cage, like a lay-down-in cage.
No, you were talking... Yeah, and you
then
were saying that you wanted
cage.
To get the monkey cage.
We
were talking about the
monkey
cage
at
Louis.
The monkey cage is small. Yeah. Kirby could not get into the monkey cage.
Well, he could have gotten into it, but he wouldn't have been able to stay there long. He's claustrophobic.
Oh, then he would have never been able to stay in there.
Yeah, he took one look at it and said, okay, because no, I'm not getting in that.
Because it is a true monkey cage, so the bars are kind of really close together. And we're also going to capture one of the luggage dollies for the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The luggage dolly.
Luggage cart.
Luggage cart,
yeah.
For bondage.
Oh, you say, well, you say monkey cage, then you say capture. I think you're going to have a little safari event. But no, you just ruined it.
Tie them up and roll them all over the place.
No, see,
that sounds like fun to me.
Kirby needs to dress up as Curious George, and you need to dress up as what, Ranger Smith or whatever his name is, and
the man in the yellow hat,
whoever the hell he is. He never had a name. I thought
he was always the man in the yellow hat.
Okay,
you don't know you're Curious George.
No,
do you?
I don't. It's not something. It's like people all Speed Racer the movie. It's like
ew.
Who gives a crap? I never even saw the cartoon.
Oh, you weren't missing much.
No, I wasn't. I finally saw a couple episodes of that cartoon. I thought, this is vapid.
It was the introduction in America to anime.
Yeah.
It was the very first anime cartoon.
Yeah, and back then it wasn't even called anime. It was called Japanimation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I remember that, yes.
So
you're capturing a luggage cart for a rolling bondage cart?
For a rolling bondage.
Sweet. Tie somebody up and roll them around.
Well, we have a massage table and medical table, not a like an OBGYN table type thing, because can't do that in the event.
No.
But you do it in the room.
So what room is the OBGYN table going to be set up in, dear?
Is the table you have...
And the look on her face was like, my room, who do you think?
Is that a stainless steel surgical table, or...?
No, it's a, I don't know, it's a medical table. I don't know. It's not mine, it's being loaned.
There was a bar in Seattle called the J&L Saloon that had a surgical table out on the patio.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Especially with the arm things, you know.
Ooh, sweet. Okay.
That they tie you down on the arms.
But those things are heavy. You don't carry those things around.
Yeah, that's the whole thing we have.
You know what I never see anymore are the hanging crosses. The
floating
crosses.
And we do have a big gallow.
Ooh, really?
And, yeah.
That's going to be fun.
If you
get caught using your cell phone, you're going to be thrown in the gallow, and you're going to be left there for the rest of the night.
Oh, no, because other people will want to use it. We just put them out the door.
Shh.
Yeah, and most people would find that too much fun anyway.
No.
Yeah, that's,
not
I'll
with what we do to them.
Because
we're gonna, after we put them in the gallow, we're going to sick Whitney on them when she's done, if there's anything left.
Oh, my torture takes three days.
There goes your first victim.
the event hasn't started yet, but look, yeah.
He's taking his cell phone.
He pulls his cell phone out.
Production booth.
Yeah, he pulls his cell phone out and starts snapping pictures at us. I think he wants to be the first one in the gala.
We have a
he's shrugging
steel
off
stockade.
He's pretending to be naive.
Okay. I keep going through. Okay, spanking bench, spanking bench. What other equipment is there?
Spanking bench.
A rack?
The gala, the stockades.
Yeah, because we got to move all this stuff in. So,
about 10 pieces of equipment.
Yeah, there's you know, 10 or 12 pieces of equipment. Plus, I'm on this new kick where I don't take a big play bag anywhere anymore.
Uh-huh.
I take one item.
You take one toy, and that's
if you want to play with me and my toy, we're on. If you don't want to play with this toy,
then you're playing with somebody else.
You're playing with somebody else. And it's working, and I don't have to carry a big-ass bag everywhere.
Excellent.
So,
I carry a big bag because one of my toys is rope.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a lot of, you know.
You got to have a bag for the rope.
We are going to have some, like, really cute little bondage bunnies in there. I think the problem will be trying to get them out of the cuddle pit. And, yeah, that's...
No, I don't think it'll be a trouble getting them out of the cuddle pit. Just don't let them in the cuddle pit.
And we have a whole pool area with the mermaids.
Yeah.
And
now, are you going to have anything set up outdoors in the pool area?
That's
like, you're going to put a St. Andrew's cross? Or,
that's a surprise.
Ooh, so Winnie's planning something wicked out there.
Yeah, because it's by a pool area, and we're going to have the mermaid. And
now, the pool area is going to also be available to the other guests at the hotel, right?
No.
No, not that
time
of night.
You got the pool blocked off for just you guys. Oh, excellent.
Sweet.
You know, this hotel...
The last time I've seen that happen was...
This hotel is going through a renovation.
...was puppy contest years ago.
And, you know, it was one of those things... we were driving to Louis.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking... seriously, at different venues. I did not want to have a dance party again. I just couldn't. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, you need a year off.
I mean, that was legit. That was I'm sure, a logistical nightmare for you to put that on.
Oh, and then, you
know... But it was so much fun. We had a blast, but I agree with you. It's time for...
I wanted it more
something
exclusive.
Different,
right.
Something different, a little more intimate.
Well,
and
I have to say
shake
that I was there, and I saw several security problems. And so, you know, with that many people...
And see, when you deal with a large club like that, you don't have control of the security.
No.
Mm-mm.
You don't have control of the door.
Right.
And I am a control freak.
Of course you are.
So
that's what makes
point
you...
Point me out a Dom who isn't.
I want to know who my security people are. I want to know who is on the door. I want to know what's going on. And to make sure that everybody has a really good time. Because if I overplan, it guarantees people are going to have a good time.
Yeah.
If it's in place, that's why it's three pages
of
event rules.
Do you have actually any, after the actual sit-down dinner and show, in the play space, do you have any anything like specific demos planned, or is it just going to be let the people play?
We're going to let the people play.
Uh-huh.
We have some performers that are doing special scenes in the dungeon.
Excellent.
Because for some reason, nobody wants to be the first to play.
So you have somebody actually...
So we already have people playing when the...
demo performance whatever, and that gets people going.
And it'll get people...
Well, yeah,
Ava and Elizabeth Ann are going to get people
going. What do they always say, you know, when you go to, like, nobody wants to be the first one on the dance floor?
Yeah.
It's the same concept.
People don't want to be the first one, so we figure if we put people in there and get them in there and they start watching a scene and they'll go, oh, okay, let's go over here and play. Let's go over here and play. We have enough DMs that if you have questions, to bring it to them.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a problem with a DM, then we have a security person who is totally kink-friendly.
Excellent.
And if that doesn't work, just bring it to me. You know, I take full responsibility for everything that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a responsibility that I take seriously.
Okay.
And I figure if you don't know, that's why I did the rules. because a lot of people have not been to an event before. They've never been handed, here's some rules, here's some guidelines for you to read through.
Yeah.
Well, in most responsible play spaces, the rules are posted there.
Right. They are going to be posted. In fact, these are going to be posted outside.
Mm-hmm.
So before they even come in, they can read it poster size.
Now, this is on the website as well already.
This is already on the website.
Good.
And I, for the dungeon area itself, I have another just kind of a list of, which
some basic do's and don'ts.
You know, no means no. If it's not yours, don't touch it. That includes people.
Okay, what I want to do, let's have a Dyke Diva break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the differences between dungeon protocols and public play-space protocols, because this is something we really do need to cover. So let's hit some Dyke Divas now. welcome back to After Hours Leather Ties. I'm Daddy Bear Robert with my co-host Master Buzz Lawson.
Hello.
And Whitney with Sinfest. And
Nicole
her boy.
Has a flat tire.
Who?
Nicole.
Nicole has a flat tire.
But she's been trying to call you.
Oh dear, I'm sorry, baby. I'm on the air. I turned my phone down, so sorry.
Hi, Nicole.
She's getting your tire fixed.
Yeah, okay.
So she can come down.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Love ya.
So,
One thing I want to touch on before we close, we're going to wrap up Sinfest and Leather Ties and go to Roundtable, but I want to talk about public play space protocols. Because there is a lot of people who don't understand the basic protocols, so let's review them.
No means no.
No means no.
Yes means ask again to make sure that's... I didn't mean no.
Exactly. I think one of the biggest issues I have is if a scene is going on, do not interrupt the scene. Don't heckle. Don't
help.
Don't try. Yeah, you're not helping. Don't shout, hit him harder, or don't say anything. Just be quiet.
And if you don't like the scene...
Walk away.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah, you don't like the scene, go find a scene that
don't
you...
Don't stay and be offended.
You don't like what you're looking at, change the channel.
Yeah. But the biggest issue I have is people will heckle and, you know, hit them harder or whatever.
Yeah, when I'm doing a flogging scene, I do not need instruction.
And number one, you're not only ruining it for everybody else, but you're ruining the headspace that dom and that sub are trying to create. And keep your distance from a scene, especially if somebody's throwing a flogger or a single tail or a dragon tail.
Or anything.
Or they're, you know, in a body punching scene or something like that. Keep a respectful distance. And again, if you don't like the scene that you're looking at, go find a scene that you want to watch. But there's no reason for you to sit there and heckle somebody or get in the space and ruin the scene for the dom and the sub that are trying to get into their headspace.
And don't touch anybody else's toys. If it's not yours, don't touch it.
Thank you.
Including people. You know, if somebody leaves their water bottle near a spanking bench and you want to use that... Hey, you forgot your water bottle. Wipe down equipment. This is my personal equipment, and
yes.
I'm a little bit of a germaphobe.
Can I get off topic just for a moment? I just got a text message with a really good question, because the one thing that we have not mentioned, where is the Plaza Hotel?
It's on I-10 in Silber. It's formerly the Ramada. It's right across from that Marquee Theater in Dave and Buster's. Jillian's.
I-10 and Silber.
Yeah, I'm
I-10 and Silber.
We did say that at the top of the show, but we haven't said it since. So, yes,
right.
I-10 and Silber.
And it's SummerSinFest.com.
SummerSinFest.com. It has the address there.
And I've made a little map.
In that suite.
And it's on the website.
Yep.
It's on the website, which is SummerSinFest.com.
Yeah, SummerSinFest.com. SummerSinFest.com.
Going back to not touching people's toys, that includes whether it's equipment or persons. If you see somebody wearing a collar, or you see that somebody is obviously attached to somebody else, that collar does not give you the right to order them around. The person that owns that collar is the person who gives them orders. You should not even speak to somebody wearing a collar without getting permission from the dom that owns that collar.
Except to ask, who does that collar belong to?
Yeah, who does the collar belong to? You find out who that dom is, then you go ask that dom to permission to speak or to negotiate a scene if that's a sub that you want to play with. That dom may tell you to go screw yourself or may negotiate a scene. After that, dom speaks with the sub, and the sub says, yes, I would like to do this scene.
The caller doesn't say, I'm available. The caller says, I am owned, I am property. Ask the owner before you drive the car.
You would not go up to somebody and grab a flogger off their hip. Don't touch their sub.
Oh, don't touch my leather, I'll hurt you.
Yeah, never
not
grab...
Not in a good way.
We've had this... Yeah. Never grab somebody's lid.
Yeah.
Their hat, their merc hat, however... You're not. Don't touch it. It's
never
disrespectful. It's very disrespectful.
Don't touch my cover.
Yeah.
If and I that, ask you to hold it, that means hold it. It doesn't mean set it down somewhere.
And there is a specific way to hold a master's cover. If you don't know, find out.
Well, tell them so they can find out.
You never touch a master's cover by the brim.
Ever.
Ever, ever.
Don't tuck it underneath your armpit either.
No.
When you hold it, you hold it with both hands.
Correct.
One on either side of the brim facing away from you.
Yes.
That is the proper way to hold a cover if you're asked to hold one for someone. If you're not comfortable with doing that, say, I'm not comfortable doing that.
Nobody's going to be offended if you're not comfortable holding something.
And those of us who are in the scene and know all the rules, please also keep in mind that you have people coming into this space that are trying to learn. You need to be patient and tolerant. If they make an error, it is a polite thing to do to politely correct them on what they did wrong and say, this is how you should probably do this in the future. Don't rip them a new hole. They don't need that. That turns them off. What they're trying to do is learn. If they make a mistake...
Everybody makes mistakes.
I don't care how long you've been in this life. You make mistakes.
It's always a good idea to go into these events with the attitude that you are there to learn what you don't know and teach what you do.
And don't ask questions during a scene. If you have questions about a scene, make mental notes, bring a notepad and jot them down. When the scene is over, go up to the Dom and say, do you mind if I ask you some questions about what you just did?
When the scene is directly over. Wait till they clear the area.
Obviously.
Don't interrupt that little aftercare because they're trying to get their stuff cleaned up in order for the next person to play on that equipment. And they may go off into a corner or pick a private table.
Right.
Or
you got to give us a minute to get away from the euphoria, too. We've got to digest
that. You got to come back down. So, Summerson Fest, July 18th at the Plaza.
I-10 and Silber. Get a hotel room. Tell them you're calling for Summer Sinfest. They'll give you a great rate.
You got a $60 rate at the hotel.
$60 rate.
No for kidding. That's all rooms. Good.
And ticket prices for Summer Sinfest, you can find them online at summersinfest.com. But
they're
real quick
single,
review.
Single 40, couple 75, and a triad is 110.
Excellent pricing.
Buddy up, make friends.
Trust me, you will meet people that will become lifelong friends.
The menu is up on the website. There's Uber information on the website.
And
SummerSinFest.com.
Almost all the information is there. Whitney is planning a few surprises. You're just going to have to show up and find out.
What's that little tease?
So let's hit that one last yeah song if we can for Kirby.
What was it that person wanted to know about?
They wanted to know if a chastity pod was acceptable dress code.
As long as they are not exposed, a chastity pod.
It they still have to be street legal. They can wear their chastity pod, but I don't want to see... They're going to have to cover their rear end.
And also define the chastity pod, if it's a male or female chastity pod, it cannot be out of clear lucite, okay? That's not covering. The covering means it needs to be hiding the private part. So if you're wearing a chastity pod, don't wear something that's clear.
Yeah, you can't have anything peeking out.
Right. And the back, if you're wearing a chastity pod, you need to... tuck a rag on the backside or something. You've got to have at least 1-inch strip of material to cover the backside. Duct tape your butt. I don't care.
Yeah, I will. I have.
Pull some Wendigo.
I have. I duct tape butts because if they walk in and they have...
He's looking at me. Duct tape your butt? Yeah.
Loincloth.
Yeah, if
they walk in and they have that little G-string with the... I mean, literally, it's a string.
Yeah, it's a string, literally.
That is not
street legal.
You'll have to change.
Also keep in mind...
Or we cover you with duct tape.
Yeah. Ooh, that could be fun, too.
Silence is golden. Duct tape is silver.
It may not match your outfit. We will try, though.
Okay, we're going to close Leather Ties, and we're going to turn it back over to Wes for Roundtable. Thank you all for listening. We're going to hit some yas. That's for Kirby. Our last Dykey Diva song for the night.
Now I'm watching you. I need some time to get it right. Your love's been so-
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston, and as always, www.kpft.org. We'll be right back with Roundtable. Here's another song for you.
Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop.
Bit of static.
I'm known for causing static.
I know you are.
I think that's part of my signature.
Yeah. Well, bringing us up to the top of the hour, there was Pansy Division doing Average Men, and then our theme song, basically, Heather Small doing Proud. So
yeah, that's... I like to talk about the fact that... I don't know how many years ago it was. It was back when we still had the daytime Pride Parade. That I was sitting at home going... Am I going to go? Am I going to go? Am I going to go? You know, no, yes, no, yes. And put on the Queer as Folk USA CD, and I played Proud about four or five times in a row, and I said, I'm going. And it was just something about that song just hit me enough that was to get me up out, you know, out on a hot day to go out and be a part of the Pride Parade way back when.
Hey, and people are great.
And like I said, you'll probably be, you may be hearing some more of that song coming up in a couple of years, because they're starting to use that as part of the theme song for the London Olympics.
Really?
Yeah. So.
The gay games? Or
no, the actual Olympics.
Oh, yeah. How interesting.
The gay games actually is going to be in a month or so in Cologne.
Ah.
If I remember correctly, seeing the sign over at Tony's.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So, what was the song you wanted to put?
What?
You had something song you wanted to play.
When?
Earlier today you talked about it. Some British.
And you'll hear it next week.
Oh.
Ooh. I don't have it. It's coming from London.
Make your way.
Ah, yes.
Cheerio.
Hello, Governor.
I have to be careful. I've got one customer of mine that's British, and it's like so much.
It's a history thing, and you may remember this. I was talking about it earlier that in the 80s, there was a DJ at Rich's who had a song that only he had.
Scooter?
I forget who it was.
It was probably Scooter. He had the most obscure stuff.
It was... The artist was Peggy Scott, and the song was called, God, here I am. What did I say that was?
I don't remember. I've hung around you too much. I've got Alzheimer's. Right.
It rubs off.
I swear to God.
No, I know the Peggy Scott song.
Terrible
but
short-term
I can't
memory.
Think of the name
yes,
of the song.
You know this. You
know I
know
the
song
you're talking about.
Yes.
It's a great song.
Hey,
too.
Here's what we can do.
It
we'll
has
check
been
the
reissued. I'm getting a copy.
This I'm week. Getting a copy of that too.
Yeah, let's pull up the archive so we can hear that again.
You've Got It All is the name of it.
Aha!
Yes.
Oh, I thought, you were hitting on him.
Song, there wasn't anything that special about it.
There's
really,
nothing unusual about that.
But when he put that song on, everyone.
It packed the floor.
Yes. 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 And so to me, that's a bit of history in music. So I want to.
Now, you know what I want to find? I want to find Twiggy's album.
Oh!
Twiggy came
yes.
out with an album. I would love to find that.
Yes.
I wish they would reissue that on CD. So. The original waif girl model.
You bet.
So what kind of...
Heroin chic before chic before heroin was chic.
Somebody has someone they want, something they want to promo.
Do what?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Can go you, ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just wasn't sure if this was on. I just sat down. Hi, this is Nicole, a.k.a. Brutanen. I just recently moved into a warehouse where... We're naming it the Lion's Den. And we have our very first show on July 10th there. It is actually going to be a sadistic bondage and rough body play class. That will
this space is incredible.
Yes.
I love this house. Well, warehouse.
It is an actual, true, very real warehouse.
It's an incredible place.
So we're really excited to have this. Boss Bondage is going to be giving the class. He's an amazing, amazing shibari artist. He practices a combination between Western and Japanese type bondage. It's more on the sadistic side. It's something he's kind of created himself.
Oh, I'm in love.
He just presented this class in Shibari Con to 70 people. And
a male Midori.
Yes, I was going to say Midori with a penis.
1,000 times better.
come on, I'm prejudiced, but...
Yeah.
I love Midori. I will not say that I don't, but, you know, her work is meant to be beautiful. His is meant to be...
Well, the stuff that you see in photographs, I've seen Midori just...
Well, we've seen her do scenes.
Break
and no,
somebody.
The rope work is not pretty, but watching the scene is hot.
The class is going to be... $15 pre-registration. You can go to bossbondage.com/classes. Or you can find it on FetLife under events, Boss Bondage Texas Tour 09. So it's going to be a really great BDSM weekend since that's the day before Sinfest. We're going to have a lot of really great things. It'll be $20 at the door. I'm sorry, I didn't finish that.
$15 in advance, $20 at the door.
Yes. So,
and he's going to be doing the bondage demo, and then what, some
there's gonna be
heavy
an
body play as well?
Yeah, rough body play. And then there's going to be an after party for anybody who's paying to get in. There's room for just about 30 people, so registration's going to be tight. Hurry, hurry.
Yeah, and you're going to want to see this. This man is incredible with his work.
All right.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, 40. There's room for 40 guests. My apologies.
All right. Cool.
Well, 30 if you count all the personalities.
Don't forget their egos, too.
Oh, wait, that would
make that makes 20. 10 people. Leave your ego at the door so we can get all 40 people in.
Exactly. Yes.
All right, what do you got for us tonight, guys?
What do we got in the news, guys?
Well, two big outings this past week.
Any big duhs?
Yeah, Adam Lambert came out.
Duh!
Actually, I think he really came out a couple weeks earlier when Clay Aiken made the comment about him, and Adam said, you know, Clay Aiken can ride my coattails if he wants to.
Oh!
So basically, that sounds
right.
Like...
So now we've got, you know, in our generation back in the 80s, we had the Peter Burns Dead or Alive versus Boy George feud going on.
Yep.
So now we have, what, the Clay Gaken and the Adam Lambert feud going on now? Our new Boy George.
Lambert versus Gaken.
Oh, Lambert was such a surprise. I mean, come on, that kid came out of the womb screaming.
Well, oh, come on. That's like saying, that's like anybody who didn't know about Liberace.
I mean, the way
Rossi.
He was screaming at the last of those few competitions, I wonder if he forgot to take his dildo out or something.
Hello.
No, that's an umbilical cord. Well, same thing for me.
You know what sucks for girls who like boys and girls is we like boys that are pretty like that. So when they come out liking guys, it's kind of like... Aww.
I'm sorry, but what do you expect? A guy that wears more eyeliner than you do?
Hey, I'm a girl from The Cure Day,
mom.
And I'm pretty damn sure Robert Smith is...
gay.
He's not gay. He's straight.
You keep believing that, baby.
Keep on like dreaming, I said, that's Sleeping like Beauty. The dawn will come, and more than likely before you do.
And Tony Romero will be
pissed. Hard.
Okay, so what was the other big outing?
Chastity Bono.
Oh, God.
When we already knew she was out, but here comes the really weird part.
Well, she wants to have an outie instead of an innie.
Yep. She's going to be Chaz.
Chastity Bono wants to be known as Chaz because she's going to transition from male to female.
So that is going to be Chaz.
Honey, she's already
Wait.
There.
I think you got that backwards.
That is
going to
be the name.
You?
Is going to be Chaz as in Charles. But
Chaz, C-H-A-Z.
Well, yeah, because that's like a nickname for Charles, Chuck or Chaz.
Yeah.
So
he is proud of his decision and grateful for the support and respect that he's already been shown by his loved ones. It's Chaz's hope that his choice to transition will open the hearts and minds of the public regarding this issue, just as his coming out did nearly 20 years ago. Now, of course, since Chaz is transitioning, he's going to be transgendered, male-liking women, that's going to make him heterosexual. So, of course, the HRC has told her to piss off.
Yep.
Ooh.
I thought Jimmy would give me a better look on that one.
His mother will be happy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because she just about out of
then
fit.
Then she will finally have a straight child.
But Chastity came out as lesbian.
It took a while.
No, actually, I saw the news program on this, and Chaz was actually saying, you know, when I first told my mom that I was going to do this, she totally went ballistic, but she's okay with it now.
Because, you know, she gets the referral money from sending her daughter to the plastic surgeons that she's used.
Right. She gets a free butt tuck when Chaz is finished, right?
I hear about that all the time, though. I have a lot of transitioning friends whose parents freak out about the whole gay issue, disown them until they come to their parents and say, oops, I was straight, just the wrong gender.
I'm not even going to try.
And then their parents are okay with it. I don't get it
either.
Yeah,
I don't understand that mentality.
I'll see if
I don't think my parents would be any happier if I had a sex change than they are about the fact that I'm gay.
I think it's easier for them.
I think
them
the problem with you is the mustache. You wouldn't lose that on estrogen.
In honor of that, I'm putting this in the background, except it's going to take forever to get into it there. The closest I could find for a Cher song was if I could
turn back time.
Turn back time.
Honey, if she could turn back time, she wouldn't have put on that outfit.
No, I'll bring you some old Cher stuff, you know.
I thought Half-Breed would be good.
Half-Breed? That would be good.
But see, the twisted part is the only version that I have of Half-Breed.
I was going to say, what about Boom Boom Boom? That'd be a good one.
But no, the version of Half-Breed that we have is a drag queen performing it as Cher.
Half-Breed! That's Lord. All y'all ever were. Half-Breed! The singing horse. I love Cher. You got Stevie Nicks. She's the singing sheep.
Stand back.
And then you got Cher, the singing horse. And it's like, I would love to hear those two like do a song together just to see if the record breaks when those two warbling voices hit each other.
Or maybe they'd be really obnoxious if the vibrato actually fit in the same slot.
Oh, that would really hurt your ears.
That would be nerve-wracking.
If their vibrato...
Just the thought of that.
Just don't play it around the good crystal.
No. Actually, the good crystal would probably be the only thing to survive. All the glass in the house would shatter. If it's like Mikasa or Baccarat or Sabina or something, that would probably survive.
Okay, this outfit's not street legal. They keep going to... You keep flipping between the live performance you did inside and then the one she did on that naval ship.
I went to Numbers last night. I think anything's street legal anymore.
No.
According to city ordinances and state laws, street legal means your breasts, your nipples have to be covered if you're a woman. A one-inch strip on the back covering the crack and genitalia, nothing can be exposed.
Well, I saw plenty of that there.
Well, they weren't on the street.
However, in Houston, I can say it depends on the cop that stops you.
Yes. True that.
And what you're willing to do to get out of a ticket.
Yes.
Oh, God. That's like a scene from House Bunny. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, no.
Here, I need you to blow on this. Okay. He's what pulling another, out a breathalyzer.
What? Another breathalyzer?
I swear she got that. If you haven't seen the movie House Bunny, get it. Anything with Anna Faris, I will watch because I know it's going to be funny. House Bunny, she was in peak form. That was hysterical.
Another little outing that's going to be on ESPN.
Oh.
In about 5 hours. It's going to air on June 14th at 9 a.m., which is Eastern Time. ESPN's Behind the Lines interviews Paul Donahoe and Kenny Jordan, the Nebraska wrestlers that were dismissed for participating in porn videos.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Gay porn videos?
They basically did J.O. films.
Huh?
They did solo.
Oh, just masturbatory.
Yes. They did solo performances.
And Donahoe has something that...
Jimmy wants to break his jaw.
It takes a lot of wrist action on that part.
Did your jaw break when you saw it, Jimmy?
What, Jimmy? And you didn't bring it to share it with everybody?
Hell no.
Actually, I could... go to his other website and show you the pictures.
Yeah, that I want to see.
Because he also emphasized the fact that one of the ways he was noticed was the fact that he has a University of Nebraska tattoo on his thigh.
Yeah, and so it's hard for him to deny that it's him.
Does it say Nebraska B for USDA Select?
And they didn't deny it. You know, Donahue left Nebraska to go to Edinburgh University and is again ranked number one in his weight class nationally. Jordan now attends Purdue University. Jordan said, you know, we didn't kill anybody. We didn't put anybody in hospital. We're not out selling drugs. We're not bad kids. You know, we did some porn. Get over it. I didn't threaten anyone's life. I'm putting smiles on people's faces.
Well, I'm sorry. I kind of agree with that because, I mean, like, the TV show Oz on HBO, yeah. Evan Seinfeld, you know, the dude covered in tattoos,
mm-hmm.
Evan, the Nazi yeah. character, Evan Seinfeld does porn.
Yeah, it's
he's done like 8 or 9 porn movies now, and he's got his own porn website, and that little Jew is hung like a horse.
Well, the whole story for people who don't know about it is these two guys made some stroke films for Fratmen.tv,
and that is that is a gay website.
Yeah, and so basically,
however, they have a lot of straight people. It's just like
these are straight,
porn
straight guys
who are gay for pay.
They get paid to do this stuff.
What's the big deal?
And what happened though is that once it was discovered, the University of
Technical Difficulties,
Nebraska, removed them from the squad. You know, took away the scholarships and said, you know, you violated our code of conduct for doing this sort of stuff. They went to another school, and the one guy who was ranked number one before is ranked number one again at a different school because, you know, he was that good of a wrestler. So I, you know.
Oh, so he knows how to really wrestle well and choke the chicken, right?
Yeah, apparently, you know. what's one of the wrestling terms there? A naked chokehold?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, come on.
Chicken
look,
choking.
There are porn sites devoted to nude wrestling, so what's the big deal if they're wearing pants or not? I mean, the ancient Greeks did the Olympics nude. What's the big deal?
But like I said, it's an interesting fact that, you know, that ESPN is covering basically two guys that were gay for pay,
mm-hmm.
even though it was just a stroke film.
Well, how is that gay for pay if it's a solo video?
Because well, because
they're not interacting with another male at all.
But it's a gay website.
Gay website.
And, you know, because anyone knows, you know.
They were approached to say, I mean, I can just play it in my mind now. Hey, we'll pay you to do this. You're not going to have to do anything with each other, but you'll get paid to do this.
Oh, they're not.
Oh, why not? I do this every day on my own anyways.
But, I mean, they're not even in the same room together. This one solo film of this person by himself and then a solo film of this person by himself. It's not like they're even sitting in the same room together doing it on a sofa, right?
No, I don't think they were even together.
It wouldn't even matter if they did. That still doesn't make them gay sitting next to each other.
And how does this become national news?
Because it's better than talking about the economy.
Well, that in Nebraska is one of these, you know, top-ranked schools in the nation.
Only for what?
Football, but their athletic program overall.
They're well-known. They're recognized as one of the top wrestling teams. You have two guys that were taken off of it because, you know, they tossed off on film. You know, what happens when Playboy goes to the different schools and does their annual college.
They did the sorority.
Or a Girls Gone Wild.
God, it's like every news magazine program on television is trying to compete with TMZ.
Yeah.
You know, if they didn't make these things such a big deal, they wouldn't be a big deal.
No.
They're trying to do this kind of stuff to protect all the kids or the other students.
Yeah, you want to protect
the younger students
what?
Who I'm idolize sorry. Them. And you know what? They're not even probably going to know unless, A, they're searching it out.
Or B, it's all over the news.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I forgot to mention this other little part about it here.
Does he eat his own? What?
when the creamy chicken.
Donahue as Nash, whose name he was going by, was said to appear to do a live show on Fratman on May 13th, but the show was canceled over an equipment failure. No, not Nash's equipment, but a Donkey webcam. It was rescheduled for May 20th, but that was postponed until after the ESPN show aired. So, apparently soon he is going to be coming back to Fratman to do another video after he can...
Good.
Basically, after whoring out on there.
Good for him.
Supposedly got $2,000 for the other movie.
Wow.
that he did.
Hey, next, hey, all you little kids out there gearing up to do this later in life, make sure when you do it.
But you're not going to run for public office.
No. At this point, my roommate had a really good point. At this point, with the web, like even MySpace, Facebook, there's always going to be something that somebody's going to be able to find on anybody anymore. Okay. So just give one more or two more generations for political offices. And.
But I mean, honestly, think about it.
You're going to have to let go of these issues.
Okay, but with all of the security cameras all over the streets anyway, and in parking lots and everywhere else, I mean, there are whole websites devoted to undercover security cam and people having sex on security cams in warehouses or parking lots.
Right.
You can't do anything anywhere except in the privacy of your own home, and
Give it a couple of generations, and you will have to pay to have your bedroom cams unlisted, just like you used to have to pay to have an unlisted phone number. There will be cameras in everybody's bedroom, and if you want to be unlisted, you'll have to pay for that.
Well, the way, you know, they've got video phone technology already. I'm just waiting for video phones where they can tap into your video phone and watch you without you knowing.
Oh, they already have those.
Well, no, but I know, that's what I'm saying. You already
heard a thing where they're saying that people are resisting that move to HD television because they think that converter box that's required by the government is going to enable them to see through the television.
They thought that with cable boxes in the 80s.
Yeah, but people are still stupid.
Yeah, and people still microwave their dogs.
So anyways, I was going to finish saying, later in life, when you decide to do the
porn... Wait, I've got too many people talking. Who? What?
Later in life, when you decide to do the porn, and it goes public because you're a college superstar sportster, make sure that you get paid per logon, because once that goes public... You're going to become a rich man or woman.
Yeah, you need royalties off that. I mean, take it from Pam Anderson. You need royalties off of it. If you're going to do a home movie, make sure that you get royalties if it gets released. Okay?
Speaking with that monster.
Speaking of home movies.
Oh!
A new sex video has been released.
Bret Michaels, who this time?
By Academy Award winner. Dustin Lance Black.
Oh!
The screenwriter for Milk.
Yeah.
So, and? I mean, I've already seen the Colin Farrell sex tape. I've seen all of them. So what? Oh, my God, he's human. He has sex. So what?
Yes, he likes
to watch himself do it again once he's done.
No. He wants you to watch, too.
Whoop-dee-doo.
I have to say that is an impressive Academy Award he has in his hand there.
Wait,
okay, hold on.
I'll say. Also, for those of you who have questions about it, there he is a bottom.
Oh, hey! Hello.
I would not call that a statue.
How do we know that's even really him? I don't see a face. Oh, now I see a face. There's
his face. Yeah, unfortunately,
you know what? I wish somebody would get dirt like that on Paris Hilton and put Paris Hilton's crap all over.
Well, see, Paris Hilton stole it from some of the got it from another website. So yeah, there's him. His face.
I don't like Paris Hilton. I think he's just
a lot of people thought that Milk screenwriter Dustin Lance Black was hot when he won an Oscar. But I'm sure they'll be delighted to see his other trophy, his big mushroom-headed dong.
Yeah, and he barebacks. Bad boy.
That's another part they're complaining about on that.
Okay, but if he's in a committed relationship and the two of them are both HIV negative, that's nobody's business.
Yeah. This bareback session was called on sex tape dated November 2006 with the Oscar winner and another unidentified blonde. Now.
Was it Clay Gaken?
No, they said blonde, honey.
Now it is.
He's got a wig on for that.
Blonde, not pink poodle, huh? Okay.
The one thing is, he has admitted that it is him.
Huh?
He has admitted that it is him.
Well, how can you say it's not you? That's his face right there.
Yeah, and basically saying, you know, he's upset that somebody using his, you know, to make a buck off of him, so they're seeking legal action.
He can do what Bret Michaels did when he was married to Pamela Anderson and their videos got out.
And Tommy Lee and everybody.
Well, but Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson didn't go copyright their videos, and that's...
They actually turned around and sued and got the copyright back. Yes, they did.
Oh, that's good.
Here's a hint for all of you people. If you don't want
pictures or videos of you having sex on the internet, don't have sex in front of a camera.
Yeah, because some way, somehow, somebody's going to hack onto your computer, or somebody's going to come over to your house.
Or, you're going to piss off your partner.
Or the person who owns the camera is going to put it on the internet because they're proud of what they did, and there you are.
Yeah, look, I screwed an Oscar winner. Check it out.
Hey, all of you, don't listen to any of them. I'm a voyeur. Please keep doing it.
Honey, I'm a voyeur too, but you know what?
I even like listening to the rants and raves about they shouldn't do it. I get these like little evil grins about how great it is that they're just human.
There have never been, there are not, nor will there ever be any pictures taken of me unclothed. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I've seen him unclothed. Nobody would want to take
him. Are you running for president?
No, I'm not running for president. It's just my junk ain't nobody's business but mine. And I don't want it on the internet, so I don't get naked in front of a camera. If you don't want to be seen on the internet naked, don't be naked in front of a camera.
Okay, yeah. But again, like I mentioned earlier, with all the public cameras and all the hidden cameras going on right now and the technology, you cannot guarantee that you won't be on camera because, I mean, what is that website where they have the hidden cameras in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, something like that.
There's no way you cannot do that.
Unless also arrested a teacher recently for...
But honestly, if you're that paranoid about it, either start wearing a diaper, hold it, or use a stall.
But I'm going to tell you, I had an experience with that before. I had some pictures I sent to some people, and then all of a sudden, one of my friends called up, sent me an email going,
oh, I saw your picture on the internet.
Yeah, he said, I saw your picture in this on this one
this
website. And I just started seeing something, and I'm sitting there, and I'm over at his house. I'm going, oh, my God. Oh, my. I'm hyperventilating, trying to find out what the hell's going on. So I went and found the picture, and then I found who uploaded it. And so I sent him an email going, I don't know who you are. I want you to take my picture down, da-da-da-da-da-da. So he sent me an email back saying, I'm sorry, I apologize. But I got that picture off of this other website.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
The minute it's out there, it's out there. You can never get it back.
And it's like, I'm just going, huh? I'm hyperventilating, and my friend's laughing at me. And so I had
it's good exposure for
I had
you.
To log into this other website and found the picture, scroll through it, and go, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And after about a half hour of hyperventilating, I looked at the two things and saw that there was voting on them. And I go, you know, I had, like,
oh, it's one of those hot or not websites.
In a sense, they had that kind of a thing on there. So it's like, you know, I've got 3 out of 5 stars here, and I've got, you know, 4 out of 8 over here. I'm going,
leave it on this website, take it off that.
I got a B average in here. That's better than I did in high school.
But I mean, I'm sorry. Look at all of the movie stars that are nude in movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, this frat boy wrestler solo jerk off thing going on. I mean, when you've got Heath Ledger running around naked with another man in Brokeback Mountain, when you've got Huey Lewis in a movie peeing off of a cliff, I mean...
All you have to do these days is a little After Effects, I mean, and he could be peeing on someone.
Yeah, but can we even say Ewan McGregor? I don't know of one movie, well, I know of one movie Ewan McGregor did where he didn't actually expose himself.
That's been Star Wars.
Yeah. The Star Wars movies.
I like
every movie I've seen Ewan McGregor in, he drops trowels somewhere, sometime during that movie and shows his wanker.
I mean, in Moulin Rouge.
Oh, okay, Moulin Rouge. But,
that was for the children.
Starting with the the Pillow Book, Velvet Goldmine, all these movies.
Did he
all these
train
stars, even Bruce Willis showed it in The Color
of
Night.
Yes, he did. He did train spotting, but he didn't. I don't remember him dropping trowel.
I don't remember that either. I think,
he
I
did drugs in that movie, but he didn't drop trowel.
Do you think?
I think he did.
There was an Angels and Demons either.
No, there was a scene in train spotting where I think they showed him peeing, but it was kind of a side view and it was a real quick one, but still, you saw it.
You know.
They've got Mickey Rourke.
Here's the best thing. For all of you out there that are offended by any of this.
If you're that offended by genitalia, have yours
television.
Removed and always wear your pants.
I think the other one was Cillian Murphy in 28
exactly.
Days Later.
Hey, let's put it this way. I can find you pictures of the naked bum of the kid who was in Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah. But I mean,
because he did that in
speaking
the TV
of Killian,
show.
Killian actually did Breakfast on Pluto, and he was nude in that movie, and he was playing a transsexual. So what's the big deal?
Felicity Huffman in Transamerica.
I think the little girl on the copper tone has a little bit of her crack showing.
Yeah.
But this country, the people are so paranoid about the human body, they'd rather show somebody getting shot in the head than show a pee-pee.
Yeah.
You know?
You said pee-pee.
I go to this one website.
But that's how juvenile this is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In Europe and in most European countries, they censor the violence. They don't censor the nudity.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've checked out this one website. It's a blogger thing of, it's called Casper Fan. It's either Casper Fan or Casper's Fan.
Please tell me this isn't Casper Van Dien.
That's the original thought behind it.
Oh, okay.
But they do
Casper the Ghost?
No, yeah, Casper Van Dien.
Was he in a porn? The Ghost?
God, let's hope not.
Didn't he lose his winky when he became a
what
ghost?
What is this Casper's thing?
But what they do is they go and they take stills out of TV shows and movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That show
flashes of whatever.
Some of them, it's not just, it's not flashes, it's long term.
Yeah. Those ones, they actually save them as little video clips you can download.
Yeah, some of them they have on there. Like they were showing from the Big Brother UK that's on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Their shower, unlike the ones that we have, it's completely glass enclosed. So
yes.
You see anything that goes on.
And they have five shower cams, and one right over the head of the shower. You see everything.
So.
Like I said, there they don't censor the nudity. They censor the violence. Here they censor nudity. But you're allowed,
violence is, you know.
But you're allowed to kill somebody. It makes no sense to me.
It used to be like my dad was, my father's philosophy is, I'd rather you watch a porn movie than a kung fu movie.
Yeah.
And then you got what Carradine did, and it's hard to tell what's which now.
Well, supposedly it wasn't suicide.
No, but it's starting to look more like accidental death from autoerotic asphyxiation.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
He was how old? 70?
72.
That's awesome. I'm sorry. I mean, as sad as it is that he's dead, I'm just really happy that if it did actually happen that way, that he was 72 and still live in La Vida Loca.
In Thailand.
That is so... I'm not even going to say
Bangkok. In Bangkok, of all places.
In Bang where?
Bangkok.
Well, he was Grasshopper.
Yes.
Grasshopper.
Take the stone from my hand. Anyway.
And of course, the sad news that Carrie Brugine has lost her crown.
Thank God.
She's no longer Miss California.
Yes. Oh,
and
I'm crying.
Because she didn't make an appearance or two. Boo-hoo.
I'm crying crocodile tears. So she lost her crown. Does she have to give back the boobs?
Now, my favorite thing
was...
Does she
have to dye her hair back to brunette?
No, I just want to know, does she have to give back the boobs? Because, the pageant paid for her implants.
Well, what I find great about it is... It came down to two famous words by one famous man.
You're fired.
You're fired.
No, he wasn't the one who fired her.
No. Yes, he was.
No.
I read an actual news article.
Well,
the pageant organizers fired her.
Yeah.
He didn't intervene this time. The first time when it was about the whole gay marriage thing, Donald Trump intervened and said, no, we're not going to strip her of her crown because of this. It was her opinion. She went out, violated several times her contract. Then the pageant organizers fired her. She went running to Donald and said, no, I'm not getting into this. You're done.
Yeah, because from what I read...
And it had nothing to do...
From what I read about it is she was skipping...
Engagements
that she was supposed to be going to.
Appearances.
And going to unsanctioned appearances.
Yep.
And she was real bitchy. The pageant leaked a couple of emails that she sent saying, look, I'm going to go do the Special Olympics thing. Try and stop me. And,
here's what I don't understand. When Vanessa Williams posed nude, they took her crown away from her.
But she's done.
That was Miss America, though.
Doesn't matter. It was a pageant winner.
Right.
This woman posed nude. She wasn't even. She was just Miss California. I mean, she wasn't even a Miss America or a Miss USA.
What I want to know is.
But
who
I'm
that?
Sorry. Flat out, number one, she lied in her contract, because in her contract as a contestant, it asks you, have you ever done nude photos? And she lied and said no.
Which she should have been disqualified.
And then what does she do when the photos come out? She turns on, well,
I didn't know that was being taken.
Well, no. And then she changed her story. Well, the photographer should never release those photos. They weren't for public.
Well, no, well, she said you, he should never release.
You still posed for them, darling.
She's saying that he was still taking pictures, and she wasn't aware of the fact that he was still taking pictures, and that the wind blew her top open. I'm sorry, I looked at that thing, and she is looking right into the lens.
Yeah, she's looking right at the camera with a cute little...
I'm not buying that.
With a cute, demure little pout on her face and everything. No, she's lying. But they didn't take her crown away from that.
But what I want to know is, who the hell let Perez Hilton ask a question at a damn beauty pageant?
What I want to know is, who the hell let Perez Hilton actually be a judge? What qualification does he have other than being a gossip monger?
You're starting to sound like her grandma now.
Well,
that's what Carrie Brugine's grandmother said. What the hell does a gay man have to do with a women's pageant about beauty?
That's not what I asked. I asked what qualifications did he have to actually be a judge.
Either,
he's a gossip whore. That's all he is.
Either A, he blackmailed someone in the pageant.
Well, obviously. All he does is...
Or he slept with someone in the pageant.
There's a really strong point that's not being made here, and I heard it. I saw it on the news when they were doing this whole story. Every one of the contestants were given a chance to review every one of the questions that was going to be asked. They knew that they might draw that question. So her answer to that question was pre-prepared. They all had access to all of the questions so that they weren't caught by surprise.
Pre-prepared?
They were prepared. They were given all of the questions before the pageant. So she knew that she may draw that question.
Now, here's what I'm waiting for. I say within the next year, Perez Hilton, the Internet Inquirer, he's like the National Enquirer of the Internet, he's going to get sued by somebody, and he's going to lose everything he's got.
I won't.
Because he's just a little gossip whore that likes to create trouble.
Right. He's like those little drama queens running around right here at the clubs and the bar.
You know what? Stay at JR's don't come out.
That's his stock and trade. He's making money on it.
Yeah.
He's got publicity now.
Yeah, but he pissed off an Academy Award winning screenwriter. It's over.
But again, to me, it's just like the other Hilton, Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Why the hell is she even on the news? Who cares?
Exactly.
What is she famous for again?
Being famous.
She got famous for a porn movie being leaked out, a home video.
Yeah, we used to ask
she's an heir to the Hilton fortune, and she did a sex tape. She's famous for being famous.
Same thing with the Gabor sisters.
She's famous for being a whore.
She's famous for being wealthy.
She's famous for being a whore.
For being a wealthy whore. Yeah. Daddy cut her off.
Have you ever seen that South Park episode where...
Yes.
Yes.
Where she gets into it with Mr. Slave to see who's the bigger whore. Yes. And I wish she would have never crawled back out of that hole.
Posse, Madonna. Posse.
I'm the real slave. Or real slut. Whore, whatever. It was so great.
All right, what's next?
There's a lovely picture going around, also from TMZ. Apparently, former First Lady Barbara Bush recently celebrated her 84th birthday.
Oh,
she posts for Playboy? What?
No.
Oh, God.
No, they had a pool party.
They had a pool party and invited over the cast from A Chorus Line. So, first of all, she had to be punished by having Lorenzo Lamas serenade her. Here's this picture of this quite hunky...
In a Speedo,
standing over her shoulder.
With his junk in her face.
Basically, she's got a grin on her face like, honey, the dentures are coming out.
But Daddy Bush,
he had
a girl sitting on his lap.
In a bikini.
And she's probably sitting, and that dancer's probably, dancer.
She was
he is a dancer. He's in the chorus block.
She was the bikini
dancer's
girl.
Dancer's probably going, you know, gummy, baby, gummy.
The actor pictured with her was linked as a closeted star's former gay lover.
Oh, duh. He's in A Chorus Line. That's exactly what they said on TMZ. Duh. He's in A Chorus Line. Of course he's probably going to be
not
gay.
Not Max. Max was sitting there scratching his head. Huh?
An Aussie Rules fan is about to become the first transsexual to play competitive Australian football.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Sweet. Guys' team or girls' team?
It's guys' team. It's an M to F. And then again, the...
Well, if he's an M to F, he would not be eligible to play in the men's team.
I'm sorry, F to M.
Female to male.
Backwards.
That's awesome.
And speaking of F to M's, the pregnant man mm-hmm. delivered baby number two recently.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah.
Why should that be news? Really? Just out of curiosity, like, don't most of the trannies out there want to just be recognized at the as
okay,
the sex that they
take? Because that, because
and I have a real problem with this. This is not a man. If it has a pussy, it is not a man. Okay, she had her tits removed. She had a baby. She's not a man.
That's my point.
Well, he was taking the hormone, the testosterone, and then decided to have a baby, so stopped taking the hormones.
Male persons have penile.
Well, number one, a male cannot get pregnant.
Okay,
that's not a man.
Respect anybody out there who's going through a sex change, because
yes, I do.
That's got to be one of the hardest things and hardest decisions you've ever chose to make in your life.
But this FTM made a conscious decision not to have the ovaries or anything else removed, the uterus removed, because there was a possibility that he wanted to have children.
Right, but that to me, in my mind, is going, first of all, you should not get a sex change, because clearly you are not ready to give up your gender. Are you ever truly physically ever able to give up your gender? No.
Which means,
because you're always going to have this chromosomes that you were born with.
Which means you were never a pregnant man.
But aesthetically,
I don't know.
You can live in the world as what you choose to be.
Arnold Schwarzenegger
once
did it.
Once you take that...
but where the pregnant
I saw that movie.
The part where the pregnant man portion comes from is that going down to the courthouse and getting your gender change
on your legally, birth certificate, so, and everything else. So technically, as far as the law is concerned, this is a man.
Which means that was done prematurely. It should not have been done until after post-surgery.
Actually, well, if you wanted to have a freaking baby, you know what? You aren't a true FTM.
But there's some people who do not...
I saw the documentary on their first child, uh-huh. and the reason that they chose to do this was because his wife apparently is not able to have children.
Most couples that are true genders that have those situations adopt.
Adopt. Yeah. Hello.
That's probably what they
should
have done.
I mean, if that's the case, he should have had his eggs and everything removed and had the eggs frozen. They could have been fertilized and then implanted into his wife. Why was he carrying
that
the
would
child?
Have actually
true.
Been the all
but,
the
you
best
know, one
alternative.
Of, one of the things is that, you know, with having the transgender show that we've had on here, you know, one of the founders of our transgendered show, Sarah De Palma, was one that always spoke of not becoming a post-op
mm-hmm.
transgendered, that basically was not going to get the lower half surgery yeah. of becoming male to female. Between the hormones and other surgeries, there has the appearance of female, but there is no... there was no work done on the lower half because... either not really necessary, or it's not it's not financially sound to be able to do that. It's one of those situations where...
Well, then again, it only isn't until
the
last 5 years that technology has advanced enough to actually make it work make it look real.
That, again, would be the difference between transgender and transsexual.
Yeah, yes. Transgender is...
Transgender should not be allowed to change the gender on their legal paperwork. They are female or they are male as they are born until that is surgically altered, and that designation should not be changed until they are post-op.
Well, but the thing is,
with a female to male, you can't really do that yet. The technology is not there.
It's never truly functioned.
I mean, it doesn't... They have to pump... Yeah. And they're lucky erect to be, I mean, 3 inches is pushing it, you know?
But no, part of it also comes from on how you define that, how you define those terms. Many transgenders, they're, you know, transgendered between the ears, transsexuals between the legs.
Exactly.
Yes, right. That's how I understand.
And that's part of it.
I do agree with.
You know, it's...
But the confusion for me is the transgender, now they are both. And they say they prefer one, but they can still rely on the other in a worst-case scenario.
Yeah.
I had a friend...
I know transgenders that make their living looking like a woman and functioning like a man.
Yeah.
So...
That's... Yeah. that's I that falls into a different category. That's not for all. I mean, that's a subsect, I think, of we have some people who do that.
Well, it's a small amount of that of the transgendered and transsexual population, but it still exists.
True.
And that's where I think this guy falls. He wants the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you don't get to have your cake and eat it, too.
He wants to be considered a man, but he still wants to be able to have babies if he wants them.
Well, yeah. And you don't get to have it.
That's, I mean, there's a lot, I think, ethical questions that will come up.
Yeah, this is going to be a really long, drawn-out debate, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. It will be for years to come.
Either way, it just seems like a ridiculous publicity stunt to me, you know?
No, ridiculous publicity stunt would be the Octomom.
Well, I was actually going to compare it, because to me it's not a whole lot different.
It's not. It's really
so
not.
Yeah, but the woman on welfare doing, how does she afford to have eight babies impregnated with eight babies when she's already on welfare?
Well, because Medicaid paid for it in California.
Uh-huh. And the doctor actually did it for her. And he's being sued right now, by the way.
Thank heaven. He ought to be you can't disbar a doctor. You ought to have his medical license taken.
Who's suing him exactly?
Who's doing who?
Probably the state of California.
Yeah. Oh, because all the kids got taken away?
No,
did they
haven't
get
been
taken
away.
No, not yet.
Oh, because her parents are taking
care
of
her. Because he actually impregnated her with them. The woman has no visible means of support. She's already got children she can't pay for.
Right.
And this doctor impregnated her.
Actually, she can pay for it now because she just signed a reality TV show in the UK.
Right. Is that
and that's what she was hoping for.
My curiosity here, though, is should that be the doctor's job to do that background check on her? Or should he... I mean...
I'm sorry, anybody that sits on the fence there, because when I go to a doctor,
I don't really want them to do a background check on me. I just want them to do what I'm paying them to do.
But the thing
try
is this.
Try to go into a doctor's office and not declare your financial status.
Chris, what were we going to say?
She doesn't...
Wait.
This doctor artificially inseminated her for the first three kids.
Uh-huh.
And he knew he was getting his money from Medicaid to pay for this procedure.
So this is
and,
a scam.
And part of it was the fact that she also got it off of money that she had from a workers' comp claim and also paid for some of the stuff that she had.
As well as all the plastic
surgery
she's had.
Oh, so he was just being money grubbing.
So, you know, this doctor knew her. It's not like she walked into a clinic and said, hey, fill her up.
And it's not like she lied on her app or thing. The payments came from Medicaid. I want to know who paid for the plastic surgery. Because she looks nothing now like she looked with the first three.
Is she on disability? Is that why she's on Medicaid?
The disability paid for her plastic surgery.
Yeah.
That she got injured at work, she fell.
So she can look more like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, fine. Go to Africa and pick up a couple of kids.
Right?
No, just go there and stay.
Let the lions eat you.
They don't like collagen.
One last story.
One last story here coming from the straight world, but it kind of affects with us. They're having kind of an outbreak in the porn industry of HIV.
Go figure.
Despite the porn industry's assurances that adult film actresses' recent positive HIV test is the first since a 2004 outbreak, shut down production for a month.
The first they will publicly admit to.
L.A. County health officials said that Thursday that at least 16 additional unpublicized cases of HIV have been confirmed in adult film performers.
I'm sorry, but in the het world, you rarely see it in the gay porn industry, but in the het porn industry... 90% of it is bareback.
When you watch the gay porn, you see their condoms on.
In the straight world, you don't see that with all the bukkake and everything else.
There's starting to be a buildup again of the barebacking films.
Well, it's because they think, well, I tested negative last month, so we can still do barebacking, and it's like, you know what? You could have had sex with 300 or 400 other people and. Between this movie and that movie, and if you get a test, it may not show up the incubation period. It's not going to show up for 2 or 3 months.
Well, that's one of the things they're worried about with this, is the performer tested positive June 4th. She worked the following day, June 5th, which they're still trying to figure out why she was able to do that. A second positive result came back on June 6th.
That's why. Because when they get one pause, they do another test, and if the second one comes back, that's when they say, no, you can't work anymore.
It's what's called a false positive.
Yeah.
Just to make sure of that. Now, the actress had two recent sexual partners. One was a porn actor who's now under quarantine, work quarantine, who performed with a woman on the 5th. The other is her boyfriend. Those men have had sexual intercourse with an additional 6 people who have been notified and offered testing.
And those 6 people have probably had sex with another 6
and
it just people
is gonna
each.
Go.
Yeah, pyramid.
And that's why it is an outbreak.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the rule of 2. Everybody knows 2, who know 2, who know 2, who know 2.
Well, speaking of this topic, next month on Leather Ties, I'm going to be covering this. This is part of what we're covering. I'm having people from Legacy and Planned Parenthood coming in to talk about all of this recent rash of unprotected sex and the consequences of. So tune in next month for Leather Ties for that one.
This is a really important thing in the community because I think, more than anything, I think for the community to be a strong supporter of protection all around.
But again, we've got a whole new generation. They didn't live through what we lived through in the 70s and 80s with the first major rash and outbreak of AIDS and all the dying in the streets. And
the outbreak without...
These kids that grew up in the 90s, and they're now hitting their teens and hitting their 20s, they think, I can't get it, I'm immune, and they go out and get drunk, and or they go out and party, or they purposely just go out and don't use condoms and don't practice any kind of safer sex practices at all.
It's just not televised anymore, but the problem
is you're my age, so you couldn't have it because you couldn't have had as much sex as that to get it. It takes one time.
We started hearing about AIDS in public school in around junior high, high school, but it was well known because of the media exposure after Rock Hudson got it.
Oh, yeah.
And Liberace died from it.
But the difference is, what you're having nowadays is
Freddie Mercury.
In those days, in the earlier days, it was a death sentence.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now everybody
hears... It's become a manageable disease like
diabetes.
So they
become lackadaisical. It's still...
It's manageable. Yeah. The vaccine is right around the corner. We've got the vaccine. We can see it.
No.
And they think, you know, even if I do get it, we'll have it knocked out before.
This is a virus. We have very few cures.
Okay,
in
let me
the world
wait
for other viruses.
Wait, let me put
the
it this way.
The common cold
doesn't even have
a cure.
Let's put it this way. There has actually been a rash of polio outbreaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chickenpox, smallpox, cowpox, bubonic plague.
There's a reason. Do you know why I just
this
found
is why.
Out?
Do you know, I have people your age asking me about this little scar on my arm, and it's like, that was inoculation when I was a child.
Oh, yeah, no. I know that scar.
And a lot of people are like, oh, what's that scar from? And it's like, well, because I was inoculated against all these diseases.
Smallpox. That's the smallpox. Mm-hmm.
Well, and they still do that, but this is what happened. My niece just had...
But I'm saying there's a huge outbreak of these things all over again with this new generation. It's because people are getting lax and thinking, oh, it's not going to happen. We've got it conquered. No, you don't have
it
conquered.
No, this is why. Okay, my niece just got mumps. Uh-huh. Mumps. They vaccinate against that.
Yeah.
You know what? When my sister's in there with my niece says... She was vaccinated. Why does she have this? Oh, because sometimes they're placebos. They're giving your kids a vaccination with placebos because it is not a problem anymore.
If you're getting a placebo for something like that, that's because you've got some distributor who's trying to make money off of selling you selling you stuff there. They're not going to give you a placebo.
The doctors don't have to disclose that it's a placebo because
no, they don't.
Within
no.
that vaccination but that
again,
they give you, there may be
what do virus?
One of the 5 in that vaccination may be a placebo.
What do viruses do, just like humans to survive, they adapt and they change to their environment.
Swine flu.
What's to say what we considered smallpox isn't become something else now? It's right. adapted and come back even stronger.
Just yeah, we're getting close here. We've got to do a PSA.
To get the mumps while you're a child.
Guys,
honestly.
We need to
wrap. Yeah.
Right, good night, kids.
Yeah, we got to wrap up here because we got to head out to the PSA. It's coming up at the top of the hour, Zydeco Pas Saleh. You've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Here on KPFT Houston. And like I said, we'll get in touch with us after hours at kpft.org. Play the PSAs.
Aurora Picture Show presents Manil Movies, cinematic works from the Manil Archives, Saturday, June 13th, 2009.
This evening of rarely seen short film and videos from the Manil Archives offers a sneak preview of a forthcoming biannual educational film program called Manil Movies. The one-hour program will be hosted by Andrea Grover and will present films contextually, including commentary, viewing, and conversation about art and cinema. This free screening is scheduled for 8:30 p.m. Saturday, June 13, 2009, outdoors in the Manil Park, 1515 Sol Ross. For more information, visit aurorapictureshow.org or call the Aurora offices at 713-868-2101. KPFT Houston.
It's election season at KPFT, and we're ready to get this party started. Nominations are now open for the KPFT Local Board of Directors, and the Community Outreach Committee will be hosting a festive elections mixer on Wednesday, June 17th, from 6 to 7 p.m., right before the local station board meeting. If you're interested in running for the local station board, this is a great opportunity to meet the current board members, get to know all of the KPFT folks, and satisfy your curiosity about KPFT elections in a fun, relaxed setting. If you're already a declared candidate, this is a good chance to get a jump start on gathering the required signatures for your nomination packet and polish up your campaigning skills. A little food, a little drink, and a little talk about KPFT elections sounds like a perfect night. We hope you'll join us on Wednesday, June 17th at 6 p.m. at KPFT. We're located at 419 Lovett Boulevard, a block south of Westheimer between Montrose and Taft. If you have any questions, please contact Ann Shaw at 713-526-4000, extension 303. This is KPFT Houston.
Everybody singing the blues, the boogie, the doing everything else, but they're playing zydecos. I'm gonna play zydeco music, okay?
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.